This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. The Democratic ticket is now Kerry Edwards. John Kerry has named North Carolina Senator John Edwards as his running mate.
I am determined that we reach out across party lines, that we speak the heart of America, that we speak of hope and of optimism. And John Edwards will join me in doing that.
Kerry and Edwards will get together later today to plan strategy. Then they'll hit the campaign trail. Bush campaign officials say Edwards is a rich trial lawyer who doesn't have enough experience to be vice president. A deadly car bombing near the Iraqi city of Bukaba has left at least six people dead and dozens more wounded. The blast happened during a wake for victims of a previous attack. There's a new tourist attraction in London's famed Hyde Park. Queen Elizabeth had dedicated a fountain to honor the late Princess Diana. She said the princess had a great impact on many lives. Diana's brother says he's sure she would have loved the memorial. Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
I'm Jonathan Anton, owner of Jonathan's Salon, which can be seen on Bravo's reality show, Blowout. I'm also the owner of a line of styling products with simple names like Clean, Cleaner, Soft, and Softer, which is only fitting since tracking the expenses that go into producing them has become pretty simple itself.
With Open, the Small Business Network, Jonathan Anton has the tools to make big things happen. You can, too, when you have an American Express business card. To apply, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
What if you could see five signs of improved health in just 4 weeks' time? Signs like silky hair, healthy vitality, a toned body with strong, firm muscles. You'd start to purr, wouldn't you? And you'd brush your soft, shiny coat against the ones you love. Well, you would if you were a cat. Feed your cat Iams and begin to see signs of a healthier pet in 4 weeks. Stronger, shinier, healthier. That's something for both of you to purr about. Try Iams. Start those 4 weeks today and get purring. Iams. Good for life.
Winner of eight Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, sunny, 70 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The woman who allegedly abandoned her newborn baby has been arrested. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A couple of new problems on the freeways. One is supposed to be an accident southbound I-25 at 20th Street. Don't see anything in the lanes of traffic there, but use caution coming out of the mousetrap just the same. Northbound I-25 at the Boulder Turnpike. Sounds like a car may have gone into a retaining wall there, so watch for emergency equipment and some slowing as well. Off the freeway, 64th and Ward Road, an injury accident in the clearing stages. And the traffic lights aren't working at Colfax and Hudson. The reason for that is there was an accident that knocked down the light pole that causes the traffic lights to work properly. So use caution at that intersection. Melody Holmes has the information. It's D.R. Horton, America's Builder Melody Series. Great incentives, no down, no closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call 866-MELODY-H. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
29-year-old Aaron Pendleton has been arrested for investigation of child abuse resulting in death. Pendleton is suspected of leaving her newborn in a trash can outside Legend Sports Bar in North Cherry Creek. She's being held at the Denver County Jail. This report brought to you by the Air National Guard. A bicyclist died last night after being hit by a truck in Westminster. The driver of the truck fled the scene and is still being sought by police. Witnesses say the cyclist was crossing against the light when he was hit by the truck. Police say the truck driver isn't responsible for the fatal crash, but could face charges for leaving the scene. About 11,000 Shriners are in Denver for a convention this week, many of them taking over downtown for a parade this morning. Duncan McKilla came all the way from Calgary, Canada, and says everyone should know that the folks underneath those crimson fezes do good works.
By being a Shriner, what we do is we support 22 hospitals in North America for burns and orthopedic problems. And we do it for free for the kids.
Mayor John Hickenlooper is especially appreciative of the Shriners visiting his city. He says their convention's economic impact is estimated at $20 million. In sports, Denny Stark gets the start for the Colorado Rockies tonight as they try to extend their four-game winning streak. Rocks play the second game of a three-game series in San Francisco. Rockies beat the Giants 7-4 yesterday afternoon. Money for college plus job skills from a part-time job? You bet. Fuel your future in the Air National Guard. Call 1-800-2GO-AN. That's 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
There is only one way that Denver and the Front Range spell talk radio. K-N-R-C. That's AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm standing in the middle of Auraria Parkway. It's a traffic jam right now.
Oh.
But on August 13th, it'll be part of the fastest 3 days of the summer when the Centrix Financial Grand Prix of Denver brings the very best of open-wheel racing right here to these city streets. Wow, I can see it now. Some of the best cars and drivers in the world screaming past me at 160 miles an hour. 2003 Champ Car champion Paul Tracy racing wheel-to-wheel with two-time Denver Grand Prix winner Bruno Junqueira. They'll be side-to-side into turn one. They'll hit the brakes and then pull almost 3 Gs as they accelerate past the Pepsi Center. Well, you get the idea. Don't miss the Centrix Financial Grand Prix of Denver. It's your only chance to see this international field of drivers. But it'll be much more than just a race. There'll be extreme sports, a lifestyle expo, and Sugar Ray playing live at the Universal Lending Pavilion Saturday, August 14th. Think of it as Denver at full throttle. And get your tickets to Ticketmaster by calling 303-830-TIXS or visit gpdenver.com. The Centrix Financial Grand Prix of Denver, August 13th through 15th.
Hey, get out of the room.
Okay, well, so I'm a little early.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. By tomorrow, we're going to be about 10 degrees warmer than we will be today. That sunshine is quite delightful, and it'll be sticking around until Thursday, Friday, and Saturday when isolated thunderstorms come back into the forecast, topping out around 74 for the high today, 86 tomorrow, and 88 for the high on Thursday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
70 degrees now under sunny skies. KNRC News Time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
6 minutes after 12 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Bill Thorpe sitting in with you today for Enid Goldstein. Enid is out of the country. She's in Italy at a wedding, so she's not going to be back till a week from yesterday. She'll be back on Monday, so I'll be hanging out here with you. We think T.R. Reid will be joining us as well, and then we'll see who else may pop in during the rest of the week. Very interesting news day so far. The big news this morning was we finally have a vice presidential running mate for presidential candidate John Kerry. In case you've been sleeping under a rock for the last few hours, John Edwards, not the guy that talks to the dead people, the guy that was actually running in the election, opposite Kerry for the Democratic nomination. He has been tapped as the vice presidential candidate. And this, I've enjoyed watching this so far. The thing that is really enjoyed, that I enjoyed the most, was when it was last week when Drudge floated the balloon about whether or not Hillary was going to be the vice presidential nominee. And that was great because, of course, we always got to that no-named, high-placed Democratic sources, which normally mean full of crap. Normally, the idea that if the person does not want their name attached to it, a lot of times, full of crap in these type of instances. There are some times as far as certain leaks and things like that that you can look at and go, okay. But the idea that they were leaking Hillary or that Hillary is going to be in the top of the vice presidential candidacy list, on the face value of it, for me, laughable. Just didn't seem to make any sense politically. The other part that I look at is, I mean, there was a little bit of novelty to it, a little bit of maybe you're trying to hang on to the good feelings that Clinton spawned, and at least you're getting the person that came through the scandal with the most aplomb being Hillary Clinton. But I just look at that, and it just didn't seem right. And I actually made a couple of phone calls to people that are fairly well-connected inside the Beltway, people that I trust implicitly with their knowledge of the political systems. And they actually work as, you know, reporters and hacks, and they're doing the dirty work out there in the Hill each and every day. And I called both of them and said, you know, people that, again, I really, really trust these people. And I said, okay, this Hillary rumor, what are you hearing? And both of them came back and said, this is a joke. There's no way. This is a flat-out joke. But I actually enjoyed seeing all of the talk radio and columnists and everybody else flop all over themselves at the idea of Hillary Clinton being the vice presidential nominee. That was somewhat enjoyable. It was good spectator sport. But now we went back into reality and had to look at people like Dick Gephardt or John Edwards being the running mate. And this is fun. I don't know if you caught this one as well. We'll get into the Edwards discussion here in just a second. Don't know if you had caught the New York Post story today about John Kerry's choice for vice president. Yeah, right, big front page, huge, above the fold. I mean, they're taking the headline is above the fold, picture below the fold, and a little bit of text on the left-hand side. Kerry's choice? Democrat picks Gebhardt as VP candidate in a New York Post exclusive. That doesn't seem like the name that John Kerry announced when he was on the podium this morning. I don't think that was it at all. In fact, the funny thing, the reason that I'm deriving a little bit of guilty pleasure from this one is because the New York Post is a Rupert Murdoch-owned entity. Yeah, you know, the Fox News Channel, the, you know, American Spectator, Week National Review, that crowd is also involved in the New York Post. I think it's funny that they're, you know, quote, exclusive about who they were going to pick, that they ran on the front page of today's paper, was wrong. I'm wondering who their insider was, and perhaps they fed him a load of crap, which, again, looking at it, I look at this just kind of tongue-in-cheek. Again, Matt Drudge, decent source for just, you know, for news, and not looking at it being unbiased news, but just looking at it for news. You know, he is a good clearinghouse of what is going on, but Drudge is right of center. He is a little bit conservative, and you'll notice that he does have this thing about, you know, throwing rocks at a lot of the liberals and takes great joy and pleasure in it, and I thought it was a little bit pleasurable that Drudge got not only taken by the, you know, that on one hand got taken by the Hillary Clinton VP, but then you also have another conservative outlet, the New York Post, that gets taken by the idea of Kerry picking Gebhardt. So they're both trying to race and beat people to the punch and have the scoop and get it wrong. Part of me wonders how much of that were people that were actually inside the organization, inside the selection committees going, hey, guess what? Guess what we're going to tell them? Guess what I'm going to tell? All right, you do that. I'm just curious. I mean, I don't think we're that petty. Who am I kidding? Yes, we're that petty. Absolutely, we're that petty. Yes, we would. We would tell the opposition the wrong information to make them look bad. Yes. Yes, we would do that. So maybe that's what happened, is you had a couple of people inside the Democratic Party going, watch this one. So I take a lot of glee in that. In fact, I wish I was in New York today so that I could pick up the New York Post and have that front page. Kerry's choice. Dem picks Gebhardt as VP candidate. I would like to have that. Kind of have that on the wall. It'd be a nice reminder. But our choice is made right now. Edwards is vice president. The choice has been made. What's your feelings? Is this a good choice for a vice presidential candidate? Was it the smart choice? Or do you feel that he made a blunder? Did he go, is this a mistake? Is Edwards really not that strong of a vice presidential candidate? Are we ending up with a vice presidential candidate along the lines of a Dan Quayle? Is that who they're ending up with? That was the knock against the first President Bush, is that he had this young, good-looking congressional member that was supposed to be the up-and-comer. But then the knock was that he was all style, no substance. And it didn't take more than 60 minutes after the announcement this morning to where I was hearing all style, no substance. The exact same knocks that were leveled at Vice President Quayle are the exact same things, almost verbatim, that I heard coming out of people's mouths and on the and writing on the internet, seeing some of the opinion pieces that came out about John Edwards. That he was too young, he was just all glamour, all looks, very too glib, that he really couldn't get elected again in his state, that this is saving his job, this is doing a whole bunch of other stuff. And I look at that and think, I guess on the face value, I think it's a little disingenuous. I think that's the idea of knocking the messenger rather than the message. And that's the thing that has really grabbed me about Edwards. It's when I was watching the primaries, they're a fun exercise, to watch them and to see how everything's shaking out, I was watching Edwards' message. And his message is a really, really good one. I'm not talking whether or not you agree with it. I'm talking about the presentation of the message. You can always look at advertising campaigns and say, wow, that's good. And come on, we know, you and I can be honest about this. The platform that either party puts forth in order to get elected is an advertising campaign. They do not intend to do absolutely everything that they set out to inside the platform. We can see that with the current administration. We can see that in almost every single previous administrations, whether or not they are conservative or liberal, whether or not they are Democrat or Republican. There's a whole list of things they promise to do out on the campaign trail, and they have as platforms for their party that they never, ever, 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 ever get to. Never. There are a couple of them that George W. Bush had on his campaign trail that I'm shocked right now that the Democrats are not taking advantage of. There are a couple of huge windows for George W. Bush promises that could be exploited. They could be exploited because, one, they could erode his very own base, and two, could be exploited because it could actually help some of the swing voters. But they're not going after those, and we may get into those in a little bit. But they could be very powerful, very good voting tools. But I look at Edwards' message, and what Edwards was doing out on the campaign trail was quite attractive as far as how he was crafting it. He was using the class warfare message that Gore kind of used in 2000, but it was polished. And I know that the Republicans always say, oh, hate the class warfare issue. And come on, everybody on both sides runs a class warfare issue of one sort or another. It's one group of people that are trying to keep you down, keep you away, or stop you from doing X, Y, or Z. It always is. We can just argue about who's on which side of the fence and whose fault it is. But it's always going to be somebody else's fault, because no candidate is going to come out and say, you know why your life sucks? Because you're a fat, lazy idiot. Not going to help. Not going to help you get elected. Simply not going to happen. So when they craft their platforms, a lot of this has to do with other people getting things that aren't due them, or other people taking advantage, or other people sucking off the tit of public service. So it doesn't matter which platform you're looking at. Both the Republicans and the Democrats, in all honesty, have that class warfare angle. If you're looking at it from a Republican side of the ledger, you're looking at the idea of the giant welfare state and the government taking care of everybody else. And the reason I don't get to keep as much of my money is because I have to give it to everybody else that's poor, and those damn poor people keep taking my money. Why couldn't they just be richer like I am? That's the basic attack. And then on the other side, when you're looking at the Democrats, the basic attack pretty much is that the rich are taking all your money, and they need to give more back to the country, and it's because they're getting such huge tax breaks that you simply aren't able to do enough with your money. And again, there's some, you know, in both sides, there's some truth within them, and there's also a bunch of crap inside of them. So the idea that there is a class warfare is always going to be a constant inside of the presidential election. Always will be. Because the reason that you are not doing as well today, or can do better than you are doing today, is because of somebody else. It's never because of you. It can't be. Because as soon as they turn around and say it's because of you, they erode their base. Who are you going to vote for if they turned around and said, you know what, if you just worked harder, you could be rich like me? I'm not going to vote for that jackass. You're going to look at him and say, yeah, up yours, and find out who's running against him. That's how we play this game. That's the fun part about this, is I hope to come to this discussion with you know, some open eyes, and to look at this through reality. And look at how Edwards was crafting his message. That's one of the things that I think is brilliant about choosing Edwards for the VP candidate. The second one is the fact that he is a phenomenal campaigner. He is superb at campaigning. In fact, James Carville, who was the spokesperson under Clinton during the first, you know, the man whose political career was cut short because he unfortunately bears a striking resemblance to a serpent. This is a guy who, very smart mind, great speaker, looks like hell. I mean, just does not look like you can trust him as far as you can throw him. So he lost a lot of his momentum, Carville did, because he looks like a weasel. I mean, all you had to do is see him on the TV screen and you would think, weasel. He's got the impression. He's got the personality. He's very intelligent, knows what he's saying. But the fun thing that Carville said about Edwards is he said Edwards gave the best stump speech he has ever heard. Now, those of you that aren't involved in the political lingo, the stump speech is that basic speech. They have three or four versions of it. But it's the same basic message, and then it's handcrafted and tailored specifically to make reference to local communities. But it's the same basic speech. They have about three or four different versions of it that they give as they travel around the country. So when he speaks here in Denver, it's the same basic speech that he gives in Seattle, same basic speech in Butte, Montana, same basic speech in Chicago, all across the board. That's their stump speech. It's their standard, pat, you know, almost verbatim speech they deliver everywhere. When Carville turns and says that Edwards has the best stump speech he's ever heard, given the man was so involved in Clinton, and we know how good of a campaigner he was, whether you like him or dislike him, he was an admirable campaigner. To say that Edwards is better than Clinton on the stump is shocking. That is one that I didn't think we were going to see somebody that was as good on the campaign trail as the Bill and Hillary duo. They were just incredible to watch them work a crowd and watch them work a group, and I saw that on several occasions. It was incredible to watch. And to say that Edwards is better when he's speaking than Clinton was, that could be a real change. And Edwards has crafted this message of class warfare into a really, really unique attack. You know what he's done? He has taken it into the wealth versus work theme. What he's done is he says that the economy does depend on money and free flow of goods and trade, but a job is about more than a paycheck, he says in many of his speeches. Quote, he says it's about dignity, responsibility, and self-respect. So credibility is the currency of good people. What he does is he's pledging to put the economy back in line with our values. This allows him, with this work versus wealth ethic, allows him to throw rocks at people on all sides of the aisle. Because all he can do is turn around and say, he'll look at people that are amassing wealth through things like, you know, their dividends or trust funds or some of the other examples, and then say, listen, America is a fair shake for all, but a free ride for none, is what he says in a number of his stump speeches. A fair shake for all, but a free ride for none. That plays pretty well across the board, whether or not you are a Democrat or Republican. Remember, there is nobody that is going to be on the conservative, real conservative Republican side of the aisle that will ever vote for John Kerry. So Edwards does not have to convince them. I heard a number of people this morning talking about how, basically, that John Edwards doesn't get them excited. It doesn't think that they're, but they're conservatives. I mean, unless Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, came down and said, I'm running with John Kerry, that's the only time they'd even have a question. They'd go, man, you know, JC's over there, but dude, man, I think he's going to raise the taxes. I don't think I'm going to vote for JC this time. That's how far we're looking at. There isn't anything on the Republican side of the aisle. Is there any way that Edwards, if you're a Republican, would have made you go, yeah, I think I'll vote for Kerry now? Is there any vice presidential choice that Kerry could have made to make the staunch Republicans go, yeah, I think he's the guy? No, there isn't a single person out there. So this choice needs to appeal to that middle-of-the-road undecided voter, those people that were referred to as the Reagan Democrats or even the Clinton Republicans, those individuals that bucked what the party did and instead voted across party lines. That's what Edwards is appealing to. And I want to know what you think. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I want to talk to you about Edwards as VP. Is this a smart choice? Is this the popular choice? Or did the Democrats make a mistake? What do you think? 303-382-1150. We'll talk to Johnny and Steve right after this. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is AM 1150, KNRC.
Flush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150, KNRC.
If you're a guy that needs to lose weight but doesn't want to eat like a sissy, try Advanced Z-Carb. Z-Carb blocks the fat-causing carbs from the foods you love, like pizza, french fries, and beer, allowing you to lose weight fast. Listen to these Z-Carb users.
Before Z-Carb, 6 weeks ago I had a gut, but now look, no gut. I lost 25 pounds.
Atkins, Z-Carb helped me drop 4 belt notches in 3 weeks.
No starving, no killer workouts. I lost 30 pounds.
Forget the gimmicks and starvation diets. Z-Carb is an advanced doctor-recommended formula that uses natural ingredients to help you lose weight fast. Best of all, Z-Carb comes with a money-back guarantee.
Call now to try Advanced Z-Carb, risk-free for 30 days at 888-201-1540. Ask how to receive a free supply with your purchase at 888-201-1540. Get your money back if you don't see dramatic results. Call 888-201-1540. That's 888-201-1540.
I'm having a hot flash.
Hey, girlfriend, this is Evelinda Erman and Judy Schwartz from Style Matters Live. You can win a free pair of tickets to join us to see the hysterical show Menopause the Musical, July 13th, 8 p.m. at the Denver Civic Theater.
Here's what you do. Email stylematters@knrcradio.com or write us at 1201 18th Street, Suite 220, Denver, 80202, and tell us what you love or hate about menopause. Deadline is July 9th.
Join us for Menopause the Musical, the hilarious celebration of women and the change.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are lower at this hour with the Dow Jones Industrial Average off 73 points and the NASDAQ off 43. A number of factors affecting the markets today, ranging from a spike in oil prices to warnings about second quarter earnings. Oil prices set new one-month highs today. Disruptions of output in both Iraq and Nigeria increased fears over the security of supplies. Repairs have already been made to the Iraqi pipeline that was bombed over the weekend, and exports could recover as soon as tomorrow. Back on the home front, some disappointing numbers on employment. The research firm Challenger Gray and Christmas predicts an increase in the number of job cuts through the second half of the year. During the month of June, there were declines in both planned layoffs and in planned hirings. And the United Nations calls it a modern-day epidemic. It's referring to junk email, and the UN hopes to bring spam under control within 2 years by standardizing laws to prosecute offenders. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio, with the Dow down 72 points.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife Cheryl on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband Patrick on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Jimmy, Enid, and Doug make sense out of the issues affecting Colorado and the world.
Tell this to everybody wherever they are.
Weekdays, hear Colorado Talk on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
I think the contrast between John Edwards and Dick Cheney at the debates will be a very good one for John Edwards and John Kerry. And my guess is that the White House is not very happy with the choice of John Edwards.
Vice President choices in the short run are always exciting for the base of the respective parties. But in the end, this is going to be about Senator Kerry and President Bush, and I think voters in our state, at least, will support the president for re-election.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
Yes, the dynamic duo are putting on their cape and tights as we speak and going out to battle the evildoers. I feel like I have to say that since I'm filling in for Enid Goldstein here from noon to 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. Yes, the evildoer battle will begin. Bang, pow, it's just a bunch of guys running around in funny tights on both sides. John Edwards has been named the vice presidential nominee to join John Kerry on the ticket to attack Bush-Cheney to see if they can unseat the current champions, the guys that currently hold the belt, and this will be a kind of a knockdown, drag-out cage match. And I think this election season is going to be a lot of fun to watch. It's going to get dirty. It's going to be awfully messy. Many times we're going to have to hold our nose as we watch some of the ads and debates that are going to go on. But I think this will breathe some life into it. And so I'm curious today what you think about the choice of Edwards as VP. Is this a good choice, or did they just go with the popular guy? There isn't really a history of picking the popular guy out there. Or did they make a mistake? Is this John Kerry's version of Dan Quayle? Is that what we're going to end up with on the Democratic side of the aisle? Is this another Dan Quayle? I see I've got Johnny and Chuck on a cell. I'm going to go to Chuck because he's been waiting longest on a cell phone right now. Chuck, how are you doing today?
Hello there. I talked to you once before. I'm Chuck the lawyer.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
John Edwards, having John Edwards on the ticket is going to guarantee that you're never going to see the two of them together on the campaign stump, except maybe at the convention, because John Edwards is very charismatic, and John Kerry is anything but charismatic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That for everything that John Kerry lacks in charisma, Edwards has more than abundance, and I think you're absolutely right that you don't put them together except in very few locations because you're going to actually outshine. You don't want Edwards to get up and do a speech and outshine the lead guy. But the fun part about it is, Chuck, I think that what you do, if I'm running the campaign for Kerry, what I do is I send Edwards. You know, Kerry makes appearances in all the real battleground states, but Edwards is my man. He's the guy that spends all the hard hours in the battleground states, you know, kissing babies, shaking hands, and doing the stump speeches because, honestly, that's what he's best at. He is so smooth at those speeches. It is phenomenal when you even just reading the stuff that his speechwriters have done for him. It is impressive. I mean, the guy's got a good team behind him, and for my money, I think it's very smart for Kerry to pick someone that is this smooth and this polished.
You know, you asked one thing before. What person, what vice president would have attracted Reagan, Democrats,
yeah,
and Clinton? McCain, but he
yeah.
wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, I think McCain would be the only one. But even then, remember when we hear things out of the right side of the aisle, when you're looking at things from the Republican side, there's a window of there, and you're absolutely right, of people that will support McCain, but there's also that window that view him as a traitor and would like to kick his butt. I mean, you know, the guy that will follow me, Doug Kellett, is one of those. I mean, if they would have named McCain as the VP, the only thing Doug would have wanted to do is just to kick McCain's butt. I mean, he wouldn't have said, oh, maybe now I'll consider voting Democrat.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, we were talking about why he would have picked Edwards. Obviously, the South. I mean,
yep.
It's an important part. It's gone Republican the last few elections.
Yep.
But I don't know if you were – I'm 54. I remember Lyndon Johnson. I don't know if you remember
no.
Lyndon Johnson as president. But Lyndon Johnson picked the best – he was very concerned about getting assassinated.
Yeah.
He picked the best bulletproof vest he possibly could. Hubert H. Humphrey.
Oh, that's
Nobody
right.
Nobody wanted that man in the White House.
That's
and,
right.
And I'm wondering if he had picked Hillary Clinton, I'm wondering if there would have been, I'm saying this jokingly.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder if there would have been an unexplained death of the president about 6 months after the election.
Exactly. You know, you get one of those film footages where Hillary's like tripping him as he goes down the concourse off the plane. He's, I didn't mean to do that. And he takes a tumble, and I'm sorry, he's going to be incapacitated for a couple of months, guess I'm president.
Yeah.
Or they're
thanks
on
a lot.
Hey, thanks. Take care, Chuck. Appreciate it. Maybe Hillary would, you know, they're out on a ship somewhere, and Hillary says, hey, do you see those dolphins over the edge here? No, John, you really have to lean over the edge to see them. They're right up against the ship. No, lean further. Lean further. Oh, oops. Don't know what happened. Splash. Oops. Sorry about that. Oh, I guess I'm president. So, I don't know. And what Chuck says is true, that South Carolina, the one place when Edwards was running through the primaries, that he won. He came away with 45% of the votes there inside of South Carolina. That's the one that he did win. Everywhere else, he ends up mostly second. And as I went through and pulled a lot of these things about polls and watched the poll and the tracking, he was a little bit behind North Dakota, New Mexico, places like that. He ended up fourth. In Nevada, he was third. But those, you know, we'll see how that goes. But Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida, all seconds in all important states. Rhode Island, Ohio. Ohio, he's the second choice in Ohio after Kerry and pulls 34% of the vote. Not a bad deal, especially given Ohio is going to be very important for the presidential race. What do you think? 303-382-1150. Edwards as a choice for VP. Good choice, bad choice? What do you think? I'm going to jump to Johnny in the cell phone real quickly. Johnny, thanks for holding. How are you doing today?
Excellent. And yourself?
Doing pretty good. What's on your mind about Kerry and Edwards as choosing Edwards as the VP?
Well, I just turned 18 years old, and I cannot wait to get to the voting booth for the first time to cast my vote for John Kerry.
Oh, wow. That first time you get to vote, that is kind of a fun one because you think you're impacting the process. And then my first voting experience, just about everybody I voted for didn't make it. So it crushed my hopes and spirits and dreams.
Well, I am absolutely thrilled that Edwards was chosen. I think he's really going to rally the youth vote, which unfortunately and very sadly is often 87% of the youth don't vote.
Yeah.
Between the ages of 18 and 24. However, I went to see Fahrenheit 9/11. A week ago, and half the theater was around my age, which I think proves that the issues that George Bush has brought forth and the decisions he's made is going to impact my generation, and Edwards brings a young face to the Democratic Party and to the Kerry ticket, and, you know, both Kerry and Bush are very old men, and I think Edwards is going to bring a little youth to it, and hopefully we can get some more young people out to vote this November.
I think so. I think it's interesting to talk about the youth vote, and let's talk about that for a second, you and I, Johnny. We've got a couple of minutes here. We can hang out before I hit news. And the Fahrenheit 9/11, that's something that I've been watching because I've seen and I've heard a lot of reports of people that are very, very young going and seeing Fahrenheit 9/11, and sometimes they get introduced to it through their parents. Their parents will take them, and then they all of a sudden go, man, and they take all their friends and go, look at this. Do you think that there is a chance that the movie Fahrenheit 9/11 could motivate a lot of these younger voters to at least get out and maybe vote for the first time ever?
Absolutely. I mean, I think what's missing between the youth and voting is the relationship to how it's going to affect our generation down the road.
Yeah.
And when you watch Fahrenheit 9/11 and you see the Marines over there our age that are fighting this war, and you see some of these decisions that are being made that we're going to pay for eventually, you know, I really think that is the missing link in relating the importance of voting and politics that goes on in Washington to our future in this country. And I really, it's sad that a movie is going to be the factor that does it, but I really do think that that's going to help.
I do, too. Hey, thanks a lot, Johnny. I appreciate the phone call. And thanks a lot for, you know, joining the Democratic process with us for the first time ever. That's a fun year when you're first 18 and you turn and you get to go out there and cast your vote. Because I remember going into the polling places when I was just a little kid, looking up, and I would have the sample ballots with my parents, and they would even let me reach up and flick the little levers, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And then when I actually walked in there and got to do that myself, it's a big deal, and I'm glad that Johnny brought that up about Fahrenheit 9/11, because I do believe that if there's any impact, you know, good or bad, whatever you say about the movie, the one thing that it seems to do is seems to be a lightning rod for the younger generation, and it could really change the complexity, because as Johnny pointed out, that a vast majority, 87%, sometimes greater, of the youth population do not vote, and if you change that, if you all of a sudden get an extra 4, 5, 10, 15, imagine 20% more of the youth population voting, that could create some problems in some of those swing states that could actually change the landscape. And that's what I think is unique and very dynamic about this election season. That's why I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But we'll get back to your questions and calls in just a few minutes. We're going to talk to Steve and Catherine and a few of the rest of you. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. Talking to you today about John Edwards being the choice as vice president. Yes, we have assembled the dynamic duo, the ones that are going to go out there and crush crime. And see, I have to say that because I'm filling in for Enid. They put on their capes and tights, and they're going to jump into the Batmobile, or maybe it's the Liberal Mobile, and go out and fight the evil, nasty conservatives, and trounce them thoroughly. Yes, the what is it, the Penguin and the Riddler, perhaps, could be the ones on the other side. And I don't give him enough credit to be the Joker. He was too good of a villain. But look at Edwards as the VP choice. Is this a good choice? Did we just pick the popular guy, the schmoozer, the guy that looks nice? Or was this the smart choice? Can Edwards help pull in those undecided voters? That's where this election is going to be run, on that middle margin. There's a large, vast majority of people out there that have already made up their mind. And you're not going to sway people from the really moderate Democrats on over and the moderate Republicans on over. You're talking about the people that would be considered liberal Republicans or conservative Democrats. Those are the individuals that we really have to target inside of this race, either side if you want to win. Can Edwards pull in those undecided voters? There's a proven track record with Bush Cheney. You know basically who they're going to pull. Can Edwards tip the balance? What do you think? 303-382-1150. We'd love to hear your ideas. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is AM 1150, KNRC. And now the man that declined the vice presidential nominee, but he just does that every year.
Job.
No, it's, you know, you don't want anybody looking through your past.
I don't need that aggravation, man.
<Yes. laughs>
You know, I come in here, I do the news, I go home.
Exactly.
And nobody's hassling
I
me.
Know, nobody's hassling. You're always asking you, what do you feel about Medicare? What do you, yes. Yeah, what were you doing with that woman this last
That's
Saturday
it.
Night?
Exactly.
That's not the woman, that was my niece. Yes. None of that. Tim, what's going on in the news?
Well, sunny and 71 degrees right now. Police looking for the driver of a truck involved in a fatal crash with a bicyclist last night. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Just getting word of an injury accident at the entrance to Chatfield State Park, so watch for emergency equipment heading in there. Northbound I-25 up around the Boulder Turnpike, supposed to be an accident in which a car hit the center divider. Doesn't look like it's causing any big problem for anybody. The problem on the freeway system right now is an increase in volume. The Shriners Parade is over, so a lot of people are using 38th Avenue and 20th Street to get over toward I-25. Result is a lot of congestion on those two streets, as well as southbound I-25 getting out of the downtown area. 42nd indicator, a minor collision. 74th and Federal, watch for an injury accident. Should have that one out of the way here in just a few minutes. Albertsons has the information this time. If you're craving Starbucks coffee, you can use your Starbucks card at any Albertsons Starbucks location. So stop by today at Albertsons, helping make your life easier. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Police say the driver of a truck that hit and killed a bicyclist isn't responsible for the fatal crash, but could face charges for leaving the scene of the accident in Westminster last night. Witnesses say the cyclist was crossing against the light. This report brought to you by the Air National Guard. Police have arrested 29-year-old Erin Pendleton, who's suspected of leaving her newborn baby in a trash can outside Legend Sports Bar in North Cherry Creek. Pendleton is being held at the Denver County Jail for investigation of child abuse resulting in death. Brighton police are investigating the death of a woman who may have been pushed out of a moving car. The woman and a man were traveling southbound on Highway 85 and were apparently arguing. Police say the woman left the car while it was moving at a high rate of speed. They aren't sure if she jumped or was pushed. Police are looking for anyone who may have been near 18th Avenue and Bridge Street about 9:40 last night. Have you separated from military service and wish you'd never left? Join the Air National Guard, work part-time, and earn retirement benefits. Call 1-800-2GO-ANG. That's 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 12:39.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett, and allow me to introduce you to the number one public golf course in Colorado, as rated by golfers and peers alike. Joining me now to talk about the Ridge at Castle Pines North is manager Daryl Fuston.
Thanks, Doug. You are right. The Ridge at Castle Pines North is consistently rated as the number one public course in Colorado. We have become the venue of choice for corporate and charity events. We are committed to providing the best golfing experience in Colorado.
It is the perfect place for corporate outings and for businessmen and women to choose to entertain their clients. When you want to take that prospective client or client to the perfect course, this is it.
And with our great restaurant, spectacular front range views, along with Troon Golf's Country Club for a Day philosophy, we are the perfect place to bring your clients and to set up corporate golf events.
And you know, we haven't even talked about the course. Once you play the beautiful 18 holes at the Ridge at Castle Pines North, you are sure to come back. Set up a tee time or call for info about your corporate or charity event. 303-688-4301. That's 303-688-4301. The Ridge at Castle Pines, your country club for a day.
Mention you heard this ad on KNRC and receive an additional 20% off.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies tonight, down to the low 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. We'll top out in the upper 80s. Sunny and 74 now. KNRC News Time is 12:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
There's nothing better than a Colorado evening filled with music and beautiful Colorado sunsets. This Sunday and every Sunday, all summer long, join AM 1150 KNRC at the Hudson Gardens and Event Center Summer Concert Series, Gigs in the Gardens. Relax in the beautiful gardens and listen to great music. This Sunday, it's Denver's Queen of the Blues, Hazel Miller. Pick up the phone and order your tickets by calling 303-797-8565, extension 321, or order online at www.hudsongardens.org. Tickets are $7.50 for adults, and kids are just $2. Gates open at 5:30, and the music begins at 6:30. The Hudson Gardens and Event Center offers a great concession stand with beer and wine. Plan to come early and bring a picnic dinner for Hazel Miller. And don't miss next Sunday, July 18th, Wendy Wu, sponsored in part by Westward and brought to you by AM 1150 KNRC.
She's the Rush alternative.
Then you talk about something else.
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
I was very happy to hear that he picked John Edwards.
Yes, I think that's an excellent ticket. I think he made the right choice.
Edwards showed, a great rating in the polls and stuff, and I think with both of them together, I think it's a great ticket to beat Bush.
I think that's an excellent ticket. I think he made the right choice.
Yeah, and you got the North and the South, so hopefully that combination will bring the country together.
I thought it would really give America a good face. I think something that's badly needed.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:43 here on AM 1150 KNRC, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is tell me whether or not you think John Edwards can change this election. Do you think that they have gone through and picked out a Mission Impossible and put John Edwards on the ticket, and there's no way that he can possibly unseat Bush and Cheney? Or do you think this is exactly the kind of operative that they needed to pull into the mix, the guy that is a difference maker in this election? 303-382-1150 is a phone number. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. Enid will return on Monday. I've been looking at some of the things that John Kerry did as far as the primaries, was looking at some of the people he was endorsed by, and an interesting list of states, people from Arizona, from Montana, from Missouri, from New Hampshire, from North Carolina, from South Carolina, from Oklahoma. There's a good, interesting mix of people in there so far. Tennessee, Wisconsin, Texas. There's a, and I'm surprised the number of people from Oklahoma that went around and actually endorsed Edwards. And that's an interesting play given the how close it is to Texas. And that could be an interesting movement for the Democrats. So what do you think? 303-382-1150. Let's talk a little bit about John Edwards being the vice presidential nominee. Let's go to Tobias up in Fort Collins. Tobias, how are you doing today?
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Hey, not too bad, man. So what's on your mind about Edwards being the Veep?
Oh, yeah. I knew that it was either going to be him or Clark or one of the neocons because they're pushing this agenda with China to destroy our country economically and politically.
Well, wait, Edwards isn't a neocon.
He is. He's a lawyer, right? A trial lawyer?
Yeah.
And that's the neocon movement. They want to have it so we got retina scans or chips put in us so that it solidifies money more so we can't live free.
You know, but the neocons are more neoconservatives, though, as far as a new idea in conservatism. Yeah. Easy for me to say, but Edwards doesn't fit that mold. I don't think that any of the neocons, if we went to Wolfowitz,
okay.
Pearl, I don't think they would say, hey, he's a card member and, you know, card-carrying member of our group.
Okay, well, here's the moral problem with him being a lawyer.
Yeah.
Is that if I go and see a doctor and have no money, I'll get help from a doctor. But if I go and see a lawyer and have no money, I don't get no help, bro.
A lot of times, but in what ways? But look at how Edwards can
a lot
play.
Of times, all the time.
Yes and no. They can play it. They can take it pro bono. There are a lot of cases.
Neocon, bro.
No, Tobias, they can take it pro bono. They can go ahead and take it, and then also they can do it. A lot of these big tort lawsuits and a lot of the big class action suits are done on payouts on the end. Not that you're putting any money up front, but that they will get a certain percentage of the settlement when it finally goes to trial. So it's not like, you know, if I walk in there, it's not like I walk in and say, hey, I've got $3,000 to plank on the table, and this is what I'm doing because I want to sue Walmart. Sometimes the lawyers, and many times that's how they do in the class action suits. They're not getting any money up front. They turn around and they bet on the payoff at the tail end. So they take a larger percentage of the award than they would have normally. So the idea you have to put the money down on the table, I'm sorry, is a little bit incorrect.
Oh, no, I know you don't have to, but if they don't get no money from you, you ain't going to get no help. And if they don't think they can win with you, they ain't going to help you. So, and then here's another reason why he's a neocon is because, how can I put this?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, bro.
Okay, well, see, I don't think he falls into the neocon lingo. The neocons were the people that were pushing for the Iraq War, and they were pushing for the remaking of the Middle East, and Edwards doesn't fall into that mold.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't. And look at this, Tobias. I mean, we'll talk about it. Keep listening because we're going to talk a little bit later about lawyers and whether or not that is a plus or a minus against Edwards. Because, again, we sit there and go, ooh, he's a lawyer. So are majority of the senators and representatives. They're almost all lawyers. Clinton's a lawyer. I mean, I think that I want to say that Bush's degree is in law, but I'm not 100% sure. I mean, there's a number of people that are lawyers. It seems to be an easy track into politics. We can all make, you know, insert your own joke here type of an issue. But we'll talk about whether or not Edwards being a lawyer is a plus or a minus, and we'll do that here in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to jump to the next person in line here. We're going to talk to Steve in Louisville, talk about Edwards and Vice President Kerry. Hey, Steve, how you doing today?
Hi, Bill. I don't think that Edwards is going to help Kerry out any. He's the same kind of liberal that Kerry is. He voted for the war just like Kerry did.
Yeah.
His main message is class envy, from what I've heard. The one speech that I heard, he divided people up into the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah.
The haves are on easy street. The have-nots have no health insurance, are hungry, and can't afford clothes for their children.
Uh-huh.
But the one thing that he misses in that is a massive middle class. 64% of the people, the largest amount ever, are buying or own their own houses now. So he's missing the middle class if he's going to keep on this class envy.
See, I look at it and I think the class envy thing it's a constant. You're always going to have class envy, and both sides play it. It's just a matter in how they phrase it. Because on the Republican side of the aisle, the class envy, 9 times out of 10, has to do with their class warfare, has to do with it is the poor people that are sucking off the government tit. They're getting too much help from the government. They're on, you know, welfare mothers, welfare families, the idea that, you know, everybody grows up on welfare, that we're paying too much for. We don't want to send the illegal immigrant kids into college. That type of giveaway, they play that, you know, on the poorest of the poor, saying these people are the reasons that your taxes are high. These are the people, you know, the illegal immigrants showing up at the hospitals, and they're driving our taxes up. So they play that on the Republican side of the ledger, and the Democrats always play the idea of, well, you don't have enough money, and it's the rich people that are keeping the money from you. I mean, it's always the basic platforms in any single election. We can go, you know, back probably 10, 15, 20 years, and it will still be the same basic platforms. I think that Edwards, what has been smart, though, is he has changed that message, and he has turned it, and I think it'll play better. It's still the basic class envy are absolutely right, 100%, Steve. But what he's done is he's gone after the idea of wealth versus work. And he is basically saying the haves aren't necessarily the ones that are doing all the work. That the have-nots, and this is where the middle class will come in, and I think if they again adopt his plan and his platforms, the middle class will come in because, again, all that middle class, basically that middle class is working for somebody else more times than not. They're showing up, and they're going to be showing up at the office, and they're going to see the haves either not being there all the time or taking longer vacations or doing things that they're not allowed to do inside of their jobs or inside of, you know, where they're living. So I think that's where, as far as the middle class, that this have and have not war will play. I mean, we're going to have it one way or another. It's just a matter of, you know, what words they use.
Yes, you're right, but I think that's there's more to Edward's message than that, and it's a liberal message of income redistribution.
Yeah, it is.
And is it the job of the government of the United States to redistribute income? And I think that's probably the basic difference between conservatives and liberals.
Yeah.
And Edwards is definitely a liberal message, just like Harris.
You're right. It is a liberal message. And this is the weird thing. And this is why I think the Democrats are missing the idea of the redistribution of income, is the idea that I always put forward and say, listen, if you're gonna push the idea that we need to have a tax base or even increase the tax base, you need to sell it like an investment into Wall Street. You need to come together and say that we as a country can pool our resources in the form of taxes and do things that we can't all do separately. Like if we went up and down the streets here, if we hung out here on 16th Street Mall, the Tabor Center, we went into the Tech Center, we hung out at I-25 at Bellevue, and we had a can out there and a couple of guys in uniforms saying, donate for the national defense. I mean, we couldn't buy a plane if we were there for the next 3 years, just, you know, waiting for donations. But if you sell it on the idea that it's taxes, we pool our resources together, and then that allows us to purchase a national defense plan, I think you can sell that. I'm just not so certain the Democrats are smart enough to put it that way.
I agree with you there. If they did that, if they got over the class envy thing, because a lot of people really hate that Robin Hood economics
message. You're right. Yep, and you're absolutely right.
And that's a division.
Yeah, it is, and that's unfortunate when you get into that division-type politics. Steve, I appreciate the phone call. I'm up against the break. I mean, it's Catherine and Karen right after this. I'd also like to talk to you, 303-382-1150. John Edwards, is the fact that he's a lawyer, is that a knock against him? I think there's a way they might be able to sell it, because, again, we all hate the lawyers. Come on, how many of us don't have a really good lawyer joke? You know, the one that first pops to my mind is, what do you call 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the sea? A good start. We all have that one-liner lawyer joke. We all know that that's the easiest people that we throw rocks at. So does the fact that Edwards comes to the table as a lawyer hurt him? Remember the last guy that was so prominently a lawyer, former President Bill Clinton, decided to lie under oath. So the idea of what we're expecting from the lawyers inside of the Oval Office may not necessarily be the best thing in the world. Is this a knock against Edwards? I think it's a plus. And I was talking to Doug Kellett, and after I told him, he went, man, you got a point. He didn't say that Edwards being a lawyer is a plus, but he said there's a way to sell it. And I'll tell you about that. I want to hear from you about Edwards being the choice for VP. 303-382-1150. I'm Bill Thorpe. Filling in for Enid Goldstein, this is AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
With new lunches like their Jamaican Jerk Chicken Salad with low-fat mango ginger vinaigrette, Einstein Brothers is the next best thing to living in a gourmet restaurant. Lunch today? Stop by Einstein Brothers.
Join the National Multiple Sclerosis Society for the 19th annual Great West MS-150 Bike Tour and get ready to rock the rampart. The two-day 150-mile adventure begins on Saturday, July 10th at Conifer and traverses the rampart range through Buffalo Creek, Deckers, and Woodland Park. Last year, more than 1,900 participants raised $1.7 million to end the devastating effects of MS. To learn more or join this year's MS-150 Bike Tour, visit www.fightmscolorado.org.
The Capital Access Mortgage Bike Team, Lone Riders, looks forward to joining hundreds of other participants in support of MS Colorado on July 10th and 11th by cycling from Conifer to Colorado Springs and back in this year's Great West MS-150 fundraising bike tour, Rock the Rampart. At Capital Access Mortgage, we take pride in knowing our employees view their careers as an opportunity to help others achieve their dreams of home ownership. Their equal commitment to the community through participation in events like the MS Bike Tour gives us an even greater sense of pride. In an effort to do everything we can to support the local MS Society chapter, Capital Access Mortgage is offering a special opportunity to KNRC listeners. We will make a $100 contribution to the MS Society in your name once you close a loan with us. This opportunity stands through August 31st, 2004. Please join us in support of the MS Society. Call Capital Access Mortgage at 303-691-0691. 303-691-0691.
I want my golf challenging. 18 holes is the least I'll play in a day.
I like my golf with sunshine, immaculate greens, and a great lunch on a deck with views after I'm done.
It doesn't matter what you look for in a golf game because the Breckenridge Golf Course has it all. The only 27-hole Jack Nicklaus designed course in the country. Spectacular views, great clubhouse, and your ball will fly 10 to 20% farther. Guaranteed. Visit GoBreckNow.com today for competitive rates and tailored vacations. Have a cool summer experience. Breckenridge.
The odds and ends that live under Dylan's bed come to life in the Arvada Center's children's theater production, The Monster Under the Bed, playing June 15th through July 29th in the Arvada Center's outdoor amphitheater, ideal for children ages 3 and older. This original musical production is the entertaining story of clothes and toys fighting to survive as Dylan cleans his room. For more information or for tickets, call 720-898-7200 or visit www.arvadacenter.com.
You know, every time I turn around, there is another orange cleaner. Who knows the difference? Listen up, honey. Pine Sol knows, because they've got new Orange Energy Pine Sol. Of course, you could buy 3 bottles of Orange Breeze Lysol to get the same cleaning power as 1 bottle of new Orange Energy Pine Sol. 3 bottles? I'm not buying 3 bottles. You buying 3 bottles? Mm-mm, we're not doing that. Now, you remember, do not go out and get just any old orange cleaner. You want new Orange Energy Pine Sol. The power of Pine Sol, the smell of clean. With Orange Energy, honey.
At this time, while our fighting men and women are overseas fighting for our freedoms, let's enjoy this summer. But AM 1150 KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting the terrorists.
Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them.
KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting terrorism. Thanks for all you're doing. AM 1150 KNRC.
Yo, my name's Rick, and I'm a grocery bagging technician. Jimmy Lake and I, we used to roll together in my 71 Camaro. Then he got all into being a radio celebrity and didn't have the time for regular folks.
You remember when I shaved off your eyebrows, Lakey?
I wasn't sorry.
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Obviously, being on the front pages of newspapers, on radio, and on the TV set, they'll get a little bit of a bump until people, I think, really begin to learn more about Senator Edwards and Senator Kerry and what their voting record is.
When I came back from Vietnam in 1969, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure if John Edwards was out of diapers then yet or not. I'm truly not sure. I don't know.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1257 here on AM 1150 KNRC. We're talking about John Edwards joining the Kerry ticket. Is this a difference maker? What do you think? 303-382-1150. Got a lot of calls I want to squeeze in here. Let's jump to Catherine in Littleton. Catherine, how are you doing today?
Number one, Tobias, if you would, sir, look into the contingency law. That is, the lawyers only get paid if you win the case.
Yeah.
Without that, we in the, I hate to put this, lower stratosphere would never have a lawyer. So look into that, Tobias.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about if Edwards is VP?
And number two, your name is what?
My name?
Yes, sir.
Well, some days mud, but today it's Bill Ford.
Well, guess what, folks? This is not Enid. And I think it'd be honest of you if you would announce that you are filling in for.
Oh, yeah, I have. I've said that a number of times.
Hey,
Catherine, I've done that every time. You've been on hold for a long time. I've said that a number of times.
I was on hold only for 3 things. Number three.
I know, but I said that. Okay, go ahead.
Put in mind, which would you rather have as the President of the United States, that person that is Vice President now and or Edwards?
Hmm.
Because they are the second one after the President that takes over.
That's true, and that's a good question because, you know, which one would you rather have, Kit Cheney or Edwards? And then hopefully that, you know, people normally they vote for who's at the top of the ticket rather than the secondary choice. But it's interesting to see everybody machinate about how it changes. Catherine, I appreciate the phone call. I did say I'm filling in for Enid. Man, I'm going to jump real quickly to Karen in Littleton to see if we can get her in before the top of the hour. Karen, how are you doing today?
Fine, how are you?
Doing good. What's on your mind about Edwards?
Well, I think he's a great choice because he's got some personality, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
He has an enthusiasm. And we need the enthusiasm. And he's not negative. He didn't run a negative campaign when
yeah.
he was with running for president. And first of all, he paid his way through colleges. I mean, he's from his father was a postman.
Yeah, and ran a mill too.
And ran a mill.
Yeah.
And he's not from poor family, but he's from a lower middle class family.
Yeah, through a working family, you know.
Through a working
family,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And. Heck, he paid his way through college. He worked his way through college. I think the guy deserves a really good, hard look. I think we went to hear him when he was here last
yeah.
winter
yep.
in Colorado, and he gave a fabulous speech. We thought he was wonderful.
That's what I've heard, that he's a really, really good speaker. And the fun part about Edwards is basically he is the American dream. He is what all of us are hoping to, wake up in a working-class family, grow up, go to college, and then make millions. He's what we're all aspiring to do, just without lacing up some shoes and playing a basketball game. Hey, Karen, thanks for the phone call. I'm Bill Thorpe in for Enid Goldstein. This is KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. President Bush says he's ready to take on the team of John Kerry and John Edwards.
I welcome Senator Edwards on the ticket. The vice president called him early this morning to say, after the announcement was made, to say that he welcomes him to the race and has to run. I look forward to a good spirited contest.
Bush campaign officials say Edwards doesn't have enough experience to be vice president. Kerry says the North Carolina senator will be a champion for the middle class, the two men now getting ready to campaign together. It's expected to become one of the more collectible items in the 2004 presidential contest. Today's New York Post ran a front-page story declaring Kerry's choice for his running mate was Richard Gephardt. Editors are apologizing to their readers for the mistake. Despite protests by animal rights activists, the bulls will be off and running tomorrow in Pamplona, Spain. One tourist from California says he'll be running ahead of them as fast as he can. An understatement, no doubt. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
I'm Jonathan Anton, owner of Jonathan's Salon, which can be seen on Bravo's reality show, Blowout. I'm also the owner of a line of styling products with simple names like Clean, Cleaner, Soft, and Softer, which is only fitting since tracking the expenses that go into producing them has become pretty simple itself.
With Open, the Small Business Network, Jonathan Anton has the tools to make big things happen. You can, too, when you have an American Express business card. To apply, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
What if you could see five signs of improved health in just 4 weeks' time? Signs like silky hair, healthy vitality, a toned body with strong, firm muscles. You'd start to purr, wouldn't you? And you'd brush your soft, shiny coat against the ones you love. Well, you would if you were a cat. Feed your cat Iams and begin to see signs of a healthier pet in 4 weeks. Stronger, shinier, healthier. That's something for both of you to purr about. Try Iams. Start those 4 weeks today and get purring. Iams. Good for life.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Sunny, 75 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The investigation continues into Sunday's apartment complex fire in Adams County. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check the roads with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Still seeing some slow traffic southbound I-25 from about the Mousetrap on down toward 19th Street. A lot of that is the folks leaving the Shriners Parade and heading to the next stop on the Shriners Convention agenda. Once you get south of 19th Street, though, things move along in pretty good shape. 74th and Federal still cleaning up an injury accident there. Also an injury accident at Wadsworth and South Platte Canyon. That's the entrance to Chatfield Dam, and so be very, very careful in there. Also a medical emergency, Colfax and Franklin, fire rescue and an ambulance on the scene at that. Northwest Parkway has the information. Drive the Northwest Parkway for a chance to win a new car from the Northwest Parkway. Go to nwpky.org for rules, regulations, and the Northwest Parkway address to register in person. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Residents of the Adams County apartment complex that went up in smoke over the weekend are aiding in that fire's investigation. This from Sheriff Spokesman Lewis Dixon, who says authorities are looking especially closely at 12 badly burned units and asking for firsthand assistance from the folks who used to live in those apartments.
Primarily, we're taking them in to find out what they had on their porches, if they had propane tanks, you know, for barbecue grills, or if they had kerosene lanterns or any type of accelerant on their porches.
Dixon says investigators are leaning toward arson as the cause for the Sunday morning blaze that damaged or destroyed 24 units. This report brought to you by Chevron. The company responsible for Sunday night's fireworks accident would like to contact the injured parties to discuss their medical expenses. Despite being 600 feet away from the detonation of the fireworks at Bicentennial Park, 12 people viewing the fireworks displayed were injured by an errant low-flying mortar shell. The people putting on the event, Oklahoma-based Western Events, want to contact victims so they can put them in touch with the company's insurance provider. If you want some solitude, don't go to DIA. Spokesman Chuck Cannon says more than 3.8 million passengers used the airport in May, made it the busiest month ever in the Denver aviation system. That total was 26% higher than the same month last year. In sports, the Colorado Rockies take on the Giants in San Francisco again tonight with Denny Stark on the hill for the Rocks. Rockies have a four-game winning streak going after beating the Giants 7-4. Yesterday. If you think all gasolines are alike, think again. Many can leave harmful deposits on vital engine parts, but Chevron with Techron helps clean up deposits, helping your car perform like it should. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 105.
We know you're busy running your lives. That's why we'll keep up with what the government is trying to do to you.
What's going on here?
Denver's new generation of talk radio. AM 1150, KNRC.
Well, I don't have to tell you, the prices are skyrocketing at the gas pump. OPEC has America over a barrel. And I know what many have told you. We've always been dependent on foreign oil. Well, here's a fact for you. America's dependence on foreign oil has doubled since 1984 and has risen tenfold since 1950. As a nation, we are more vulnerable than ever, and we're being controlled by foreign oil pricing. Foreign oil deprives America of jobs, tax revenue, and national security. In fact, 2 out of every 3 gallons of gasoline are imported, with much of it coming from countries that hate America. Also, it costs the military $33 billion a year to protect oil exporters from the Middle East. And that's during peacetime. Bottom line is, foreign oil is not cheap. Learn more online by going to www.energyadvocates.org. And while you're there, sign our Declaration of Energy Independence. Send the strong message to our elected leaders. The time is now for energy independence, because America needs America's energy.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. By tomorrow, we're going to be about 10 degrees warmer than we will be today. That sunshine is quite delightful, and it'll be sticking around until Thursday, Friday, and Saturday when isolated thunderstorms come back into the forecast, topping out around 74 for the high today, 86 tomorrow, and 88 for the high on Thursday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sunny and 75 now. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107 here on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. She will return a week from yesterday. She'll be back on Monday. She's actually at a family wedding all the way in Italy. I just keep thinking, man, somebody sends me an invitation that says I'm getting married in Italy, and they do not include a plane ticket. I'm not going. Not going. If you wanted me to come, hold it a little bit closer. In fact, they were sending me a wedding invitation from Italy is probably a sure sign they don't want me to come. They probably picked the furthest point on the globe and said, Man, what is it we can do to not have Thorpe come? Maybe if we do it in Italy. Yeah, Italy. Okay, we'll go there. Okay, that's probably what I think. That's how I would view it. It's like, oh, what a great chance to get away. I'm thinking, they really don't want me to go. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. I'll be hanging out with you for most of the week. TRE will probably make an appearance or two. But today, there's some big news out there. John Edwards is now the vice presidential running mate for John Kerry. We want to talk to you a little bit about that. But I also want to tease you a little bit because this hour and next hour, we're going to give you a chance to win something for free. I know, I love to give away things. I love to give away things for free. And I think it's kind of nice that, you know, as you're spending your lunch hour with me, hopefully I can do something nice for you. Today, I'm going to be giving away some tickets to go see Terracotta Warriors Friday, July 16th at 8 p.m. So you can kind of plan out your schedule. Make sure on the 16th you're free at 8 o'clock over at Temple Buell to go see Terracotta Warriors. And what this is basically, it's called an action musical. It's something that basically, guys, I know, you're going to have to get all fancy, take a shower, shave, and smell good, and you have to put on that silly tie that makes you choke and everything else. But you know what? This isn't just a musical. You're not just going to see a bunch of people in makeup standing around dancing. No, there are fighting and sword fights and stuff in this. This is good stuff. This is what I would call a good date type event, because it's got a little something for the guys, a little something for the girls, and guys, you can appear oh so more cultured. Did you do something over this past weekend where your wife is like, you're being a dork? Did she do that? Did you do something your girlfriend is like, why aren't you spending more time with me? You're never paying attention to me. This could be your opportunity to make good. This could be the event that you could take her to. Terracotta Warriors, you know it's an action musical. She thinks you're just going to the theater. Exactly. So I'm going to help you out a little bit later today. We're going to give you one pair this hour, one pair next hour. I'll tell you how you can win those. Basically, the backstory is, this is about a story that takes place during the first emperor's rule in China, about 221 B.C., and it's a rule of terror, loyalty. It's about love. There are huge fight sequences, betrayals, power struggles, human passions, and really cool costumes. So this could be a lot of fun. And again, you know, makes you look smarter. You're going to the theater, and you're actually, you know, going to an action musical. And you're, you know, your significant other doesn't know what you're doing. So it could win you some points. We'll tell you how to win those a little bit later on. But right now we're talking about John Edwards as VP. Is this a good choice, or did they just pick the popular guy? Can John Edwards help pull in those undecided voters? And what is it that makes John Edwards attractive? What makes him an attractive vice presidential candidate? Because I really think that we need to look at what are the pluses that he brings to the table, and the bottom line question is obviously, is he a difference maker? Can he swing those undecided voters, those people that are towards the center of the aisle? They're always the swing voters in every single election, because the bases are not going anywhere. George Bush's base is not going anywhere. John Kerry's base is not going anywhere. They're not because of a vice presidential choice. There isn't a single person that has an R beside their name that is in George Bush's base voters that went, John Edwards. Wow. Maybe I'll think about voting for Kerry. No! And you are going to hear a pile of Republican pundits in the next 24 to 48 hours tell you why John Edwards was a bad choice and it didn't get them energized about the ticket. They weren't energized to begin with. They weren't going to vote for him. So them telling you that he's not a good candidate, who cares? He wasn't their candidate. He doesn't have to appeal to them. They're not going to vote for him. That should be the question that you should be asking people when, if they're on the Republican side of the aisle and they say, John Edwards is a bad choice. He's going to do this. Would you have voted for him? No. Okay. Then what you think about him isn't necessarily that important. I just want to see. I want to talk to some of those undecided voters, some of the people in the middle, and we'll talk a little bit about the bases. I'm going to get to Bill in Castle Rock. He helped through the news. 303-382-1150 is the phone number if you want to chat with me today. Bill, thanks a lot for holding. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine.
Good.
And this is a, I was surprised this morning when I got up and I heard about this. Edwards, I'm a Democrat.
Yeah.
First of all, and I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, I know a lot about the Nam. I was a medic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, how is this a guy do 4 months in the Nam and then you got to do a 30-day R&R after you medevac them, which we did, okay?
Uh-huh.
We move them out, and then they have to go to the hospital, and then they get a 30-day R&R. I just don't understand how you got 4 months with three Purple Hearts, okay? Now, I'm just going to leave that right there, okay?
Yeah.
Now, but Edwards, I do like, okay? I thought he should have been a Democratic nominee. All right.
I would agree with you on that one. I think that if we were all things being equal, if we were pulling the person that had the best chance of beating Bush, I would side with you and say, yeah, I think that Edwards would probably be the smartest candidate because he plays so well just in public on TV. He does all the right candidate things. But continue your thought.
Yeah, well, he's conservative.
Yeah,
okay?
He is.
I'm a Democratic conservative. I volunteered. I'm RA.
Yeah.
Okay, I went in at 67. I volunteered at 17. I had to wait 3 months. They gave me 3 paychecks while I waited.
Wow.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Man.
And I don't believe in the draft.
Yeah.
I think, you know, regular army is the way to go. And I do like Edwards. And that is going to definitely, you know, going to pull. You know, it is.
Now, you're going to hear now. I did look at some of the voting record, and some of Edwards' voting record isn't necessarily as conservative as, you know, maybe you or I would like. I mean, he does seem to vote fairly liberal, but some of the stuff that he says and comes out of his mouth, the way that he plays himself, is very conservative. I mean, if we look at his record being a touch more liberal than maybe you or I would like, how do you think that will impact him?
Well, the thing of it is, if it was Edwards and Kerry,
yeah,
I'd say they got a winning ticket, but Kerry and Edwards, 4 months in the nom, 3 Purple Hearts, he ain't going to fly.
Yeah,
because
Edwards,
all of us veterans, we know, you don't fly 4 months in any combat mission and get 3 Purple Hearts, because you get 30 days R&R, and that doesn't count the time that you pull them out, you put them in the hospital, and everything else. Okay?
Yeah, and it's interesting, Bill, because you being what I would consider a conservative-style Democrat, given your experience and what I'm hearing from you, is that I do think that conservative Democrat, that Kerry is a loser for them, that he does not play well with them, that what Kerry does is Kerry makes the mainstream Democrats and he makes the liberal Democrats feel very welcome. And I do think that Edwards is that attempt to pull in the moderate Democrats. Whether or not that he, you know, Edwards even espouses many moderate or conservative beliefs, I think that he can speak well enough and he can do that glibness that Clinton had. Because Clinton was not always a conservative Democrat, but when he ran, he was a conservative Democrat. His views and beliefs were not a conservative Democrat views, but that's what he made himself into on the campaign trail. And I wonder if that's what Kerry's trying to do here.
Yeah, you got a good point.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Bill. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. See, I'm saying that because Catherine got on me last hour. I figured, you know, hopefully she's still listening. And I get a little bit of credit for that. I've been saying a lot that I'm filling in for her. But no, Catherine didn't hear me. And we're talking John Edwards, him being the vice presidential nominee. He's going to run with Kerry right now. And I'm curious whether or not you think he's a difference maker. We can talk a little bit about the fact that he's a lawyer, and is that necessarily a bad thing because of the type of lawyer he is and how it will play? And there's a reason that I think that this brand of lawyer, that Edwards being a lawyer, will actually play very well. And we'll get into that in just a minute. I'm going to jump to the phones again. Gary and Aurora, he gave us a call at 303-382-1150 here on KNRC. Gary, thanks for the phone call. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing, Bill?
Doing good, man. What do you think about Edwards being chosen this morning?
I already think he's a difference maker, and I'm going to tell you why. You never listen to what the Republicans say. You listen, you see what they do. And they were out taking shots at him as soon as he was nominated. And the key to me was they chose today to run the commercial with John McCain, you know, supporting Bush.
Yeah.
So I'm putting two and two together, and I would be extremely surprised to see Bush, Kerry, Cheney as his vice presidential nominee. I see Cheney getting very sick in the next 60 days, and John McCain being the VP running mate of George Bush.
See, and I, you know, that could be something that they, if they're actually trying to tap McCain, I wonder if McCain would kiss and make up and actually be the good soldier for Bush. That's an interesting play because, Gary, I'm along with you. I'm surprised, honestly, that Cheney has made it this far. Because, again, you know, I don't know if you're listening last hour, but I talked about a number of, there are two reporters, two people that work pretty deeply inside of the Beltway and have been there for years. I mean, we're talking like, you know, 20-plus years they've been working the Beltway. And these are two people that have cultivated relationships with, and I call them or email them at certain times and I ask them what they think about this. And the weird thing is this was probably about 7 months ago. I was hearing from not one of these gentlemen, but from both of them, that there is a real issue as to whether or not Cheney will make it through the nomination process, whether or not he'll even be on the ticket come the convention in September, because, and this isn't, you know, a lot of public knowledge, there are some serious health questions as far as what's going on with his heart. There are some serious behind-the-scenes health questions as far as whether or not this type of a stress of a job level is something that he can take. It's quite literally the question that they're asking behind the scenes, from what I understand, is quite literally, will this job kill him? And they're concerned about that for Cheney, and so both these people that I trust implicitly, they're also people that quickly, you know, quashed the Hillary as vice president rumor. They said, there's no legs to this at all, and it died just as quickly, and these are people that I trust, and they said, Cheney, there is not a good chance of Cheney making it all the way through. Now, when I talked to them last week about the Hillary rumor, they were also surprised and said that, yeah, it seems that Cheney, they think there's got enough invested in him that he can pull it a little bit longer, and he might actually run for the election and then maybe step down, but they said that the game plan that they had heard had changed a little bit. But that could be interesting. Do you think that McCain would actually get on the ticket with Bush? Do you think that he could kiss and make up? Because McCain has been somewhat of an outspoken critic of Bush at times.
Yeah, and that's the only question I have. Here's the big problem. They did a polling of Republicans, and only, we're talking about Republicans only, 40% approve of Cheney, not even half the party.
Wow.
So the big problem, the dynamics that's going into effect, Bill, is the fact that I do believe that Edwards is a difference maker, and you're going to see it right away in the southern states. Those disenfranchised Democrats,
yeah,
he'll bring them in, and those close races in Florida and Tennessee and West Virginia, he will be the difference between winning and losing those states.
I think you're right. I think that he absolutely has that ability to do that. And now, because again, you know, during the primary season, he won South Carolina, and so, you know, he does have that good pull inside of that belt, you know, inside that region, that Bible Belt and a little bit around it. He does have a good pull down there. Now, there is argument already this morning, and I like the fact that you said, you know, watch what they do, not what they say. Already this morning, they've been saying things like, well, you know, Edwards wasn't going to get reelected in his own state, wasn't going to be able to do this. They're already throwing things at Edwards, saying how bad of a candidate he is, which in my mind, honestly, tells me that he's a pretty darn good candidate, because if he stunk, they wouldn't have said anything. They would have gone, oh, well, he wouldn't have been able to do anything, and they would have just left him alone.
Yeah, and the next step will be, Bill, in the next week, they'll get all their forces gathered, and you're going to see them starting attacking his character. I mean,
yeah,
the guy is the most positive candidate I've seen in 20 years, but yet the Republicans are going to try to spin it like he's some sort of evil, demonic kind of person.
Yeah, and you know what, Gary, there's one thing about our political process that has really just turned me sour over, I wouldn't say the last 15 years or so, that has really gotten to me, is the idea that I think that our political races now have come down to the idea that my opponent is more evil than I am. I mean, it isn't really an issue as far as, well, I disagree with him, I disagree with the honorable gentleman, but we differ on these views. It really is, no, the other guy is going to rob your babies and eat them for dinner. I mean, that's really where we've come, is that the guy on the other side of the aisle that's your opponent always is viewed as this evil villain, and I don't know where we've gone with that.
Well, here's the beauty of Edwards. He's bringing in a dynamic that we have never seen in the last 20 years, Bill, and that's the vice presidential candidate being a positive, very likable, very warm person, where in past elections, the vice presidential candidate has basically been the attack dog, the one that the presidential candidate used to go after his opponents.
Yeah,
and Edwards is 100% opposite, and the Republicans are going to find out that everything they throw at him is going to bounce back and hurt them worse.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've been hearing, is that if you put Edwards inside of a debate, doesn't matter who he's up against, that he's going to take their lunch, that he is that good and he's that well-spoken. And that was the plus as far as Clinton. Clinton was so good inside of the debates that he made the elder Bush look like he was a little bit doddering and didn't have a handle on the issues. And Clinton was so good in that type of a setting. And I'm hearing, everything that I read is that Edwards is as good in those type of settings as Clinton, if not better. When James Carville, you know, basically President Clinton's personal handler, the guy that was crafting his message and really working on the words coming out of Clinton's mouth in the early run of the presidency when he was getting elected the first time, when Carville comes out in public and says that Edwards gives a better stump speech than Clinton, that's significant. He could be that difference maker. Gary, I appreciate the phone call. I want to talk to you out there, 303-382-1150. Do you think that John Edwards is a difference maker? Is he an attractive candidate? And is the fact that he's a lawyer a bad thing? I've got an opinion about him being a lawyer and why I think that it can be played into a very positive aspect, but I'll tell you about that after this. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. The number's 303-382-1150. I'm back right after this on AM 1150, KNRC.
She's the Rush alternative.
Then you talk about something else.
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett again with my good friend Willis Ashby of Integra Financial. Willis, as you probably know by now, is a certified financial planner. Willis, I thought today we would talk about deferred annuities. What are those all about?
Doug, in these times, people are really looking for safe investments. And when appropriate, we use fixed annuities. They provide a really safe place to grow your money, and they're tax deferred. One of the annuities we use is currently paying 5.45% and is guaranteed for 12 months. There is a minimum investment of $50,000.
So this would be a good place to put money that you absolutely don't want to lose, right?
Yes. There are other types of annuities as well. There is variable and equity indexed. And depending on your situation, one of those may be more appropriate for your safe money. If you think this might be an option you want to look into, give me a call at the office and we can sit down and explain the benefits.
Thanks, Willis. Willis Ashby is a certified financial planner with Integra Financial. Give him a call and see if it works for you. His number is 303-220-5525, 303-220-5525. Integra Financial has been helping customers make good financial decisions since 1989.
To win at anything, you have to be smart.
Long-term responsibility.
You have to be strong, and you have to be prepared.
United States of America.
When it comes to the coverage of Decision 2004, no station is smarter or better prepared to cover from all sides.
Ongoing operations in Iraq.
The connected and the elected.
Your source for Kerry versus Bush. AM 1150, KNRC.
The American people will be deciding this election.
I'm Bill Griffiths, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are generally lower on Wall Street so far this Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 48 points at 10,234. But the Nasdaq's really getting clobbered today, down about 38 points right now off its lows at 1968. Technology stocks are down for a couple of reasons. After a brokerage firm lowered its profit outlook on chipmaker Intel, which is down 1.3% today, and after Veritas Software said that its second quarter earnings would be below expectations, and Veritas is down 35% today, a loss of almost $10 at 17. Elsewhere, the services sector of the economy showed a slowdown in growth last month. The Institute for Supply Management's index fell more than 5 points. And communications chipmaker Connexion Systems said that quarterly earnings could be less than half its prior outlook. Auto sales in June were at the lowest level in 6 years, so July and August may bring new incentives to help cars move. The Dow's down 52 points. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife Cheryl on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband Patrick on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
While Rush is telling you just what he thinks, Enid Goldstein will find out what you think. What you think. Hear the Rush Alternative. Weekdays at noon on AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
He'll bring a lot to the ticket, and it'll help him in places like Arkansas, where I'm from.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
125 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein, talking about John Edwards, and yes, we heard William Jefferson Clinton in the background talking about John Edwards. And I do think that Edwards will play pretty well in the South. You're going to hear that he's not going to do very well in the South. But I look at the people that were endorsing him, and there are a whole lot of Southern states. And that was just when he was running for president. And so you look at people in South Carolina and in North Carolina and Tennessee and all throughout that area do absolutely support him. He even spreads out well, strangely enough. In Ohio, he's got some supporters. He also had a number of them in Oklahoma. That was one thing that surprised me, that down in Oklahoma, he even reached that far west. As far as appeal, he did get some support from people in New Mexico, New Hampshire, of course, North Carolina, South Carolina. You're looking at Missouri as well. Arizona, California. There were a lot of people on the political aisle that were lining up saying that John Edwards absolutely was the guy they wanted for president. And now you would assume a lot of those would also then continue to support him as he runs for VP. Doug Kellett did send me an email to basically let me know, and our last caller, Gary, that he's not going to wait until next week to attack John Edwards. He's going to do it here in about an hour and a half. At about 3 o'clock, he's going to start doing that. So hopefully you'll stay in with your drive home with Doug between 3 and 6 and join him and talk to him about John Edwards, because that really is the subject of the day, is John Edwards being the vice president. And I think the bottom line is he a difference maker? If he's not, why is he on the ticket? So you do have to evaluate whether or not he's a difference maker. The base voters are not going anywhere. Bush's base voters are not changing their mind. Kerry's base voters, not going to change their mind. That's some of the arguments that I had this morning, hearing some people come out and say, you know what, this John Edwards just isn't getting me excited about the Democratic ticket. These were Republicans. I think that every time we hear a Republican talking about how this doesn't really change the ticket, is ask them whether or not they were considering to vote for Kerry. If they weren't considering voting for Kerry, then Edwards is inconsequential. Doesn't matter. They weren't going to vote for him anyway. Maybe you could ask them who he could have chosen as a vice president that may have made you vote for him. They'll probably trot out Lieberman, but yeah, for many reasons. Lieberman, unfortunately, is unelectable for, I think, primarily, unfortunately, because in this day and age in which we need good speakers and people that look the part, and he didn't look like a candidate from central casting, and I think that hurt him more times than not, and while Lieberman's very intelligent, not necessarily the best speaker. So what do we do with this? John Edwards, the one thing that we're going to hear, and I talked to you about it a minute ago, that he is a lawyer, that we don't want to have those ew lawyers, despite the fact the majority of the people that are in Congress right now are lawyers. Almost all of them are lawyers. So the idea that we don't like to elect lawyers, we sure do spend an awful damn lot of time putting them into office and having them take our money and go to Washington for a group of people that don't like lawyers. I think we do like lawyers to a certain extent. But the lawyer that John Edwards is the kind of lawyer that will play very, very well across the country. And here's why. Look at John Edwards' history as a lawyer. First of all, he comes from a working-class family. Middle class, but still working. The family still did do that 9 to 5, and sometimes many, many days longer than that. Maybe that, you know, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. type of work in order to make sure the family mill was running. And so they did that type of blue-collar work. Edwards went to college, went to the state college. Didn't go to Yale, didn't go to Harvard, didn't go to Stanford. That's one of the things that I've always said about Kerry and Bush, that if we're all hanging out at a cocktail party, Kerry and Bush are going to spend a heck of a lot more time talking to each other than they will to us, because they've got more in common with each other than they do with any one of us. So the idea that either one of them claims to be a member of the common people, I think is crap, but we can talk about that. But if we look at Edwards, Edwards had those roots. He had those roots as the common person, and what did he do? He went to the state university, built himself a law firm, and made millions. How? He made millions as a trial lawyer. But who did he go after? He went after large corporations, especially insurance companies. That's where he made his money. Now, I can hear the comments in the background, oh, he was an ambulance chaser. No, he wasn't an ambulance chaser. That's not how he made his money. What he did is he took on suits against large insurance companies that didn't want to pay out. He didn't turn around and say, oh, are you sure your neck is okay? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's not the kind of lawyer that he was. He was the ones that took the claims that the insurance companies has already denied and then went to court and proved that they were legitimate claims and that it was the insurance companies that were screwing the little guy. That's what Edwards did. So imagine how this is going to play in the rural communities of Ohio. We go into a small town in Ohio, and I show John Edwards, basically is the lead character in the John Grisham Rainmaker film and book. That's what he is. He is the small guy who is attacking the big corporation with their high-powered lawyers and beating them. He is the typical champion that everybody across the U.S. would like to be. He makes the most sense. If you're going to pick a lawyer, pick this one. How's it going to play when you go into a small community in Ohio or a small town in, say, Tennessee or in Rhode Island and you're sitting around going, you know what, and maybe in Wisconsin, maybe also in Michigan, maybe right here in Colorado. If he was coming out into your group and your organization and saying, listen, I'm a lawyer who went out there and fought the big companies that didn't want to pay out claims to the little guy. That plays really well, regardless of what your party affiliation is. That plays real well. That's why I think Edwards as a lawyer makes a lot of sense on this tact. Again, I'm assuming the Democrats are going to frame it properly. And, you know, if you've been paying attention for the last several years, they're not always that good at that. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. Let's talk to AJ on a cell. AJ, thanks for calling KNRC. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing good, man. Not too bad for a Tuesday. You know, back at work and after the long weekend and all, but not bad. What do you think about Edwards?
Well, I don't think he's that big a difference maker. And I will admit right away to being to have not been considering to vote for Kerry.
Yeah.
To begin with.
That's fine. But why don't you think he's a difference maker?
I don't think he's a difference maker because he doesn't get any new constituencies. He doesn't bring to the ticket any gravitas because he's a one-term senator. He doesn't have any foreign policy experience. He doesn't do any of the balancing things that, you know, traditional VP picks do.
Let's look at that a little bit, though. I mean, you're not looking...
Dynamic campaigner.
Yeah, he doesn't have the foreign policy experience, but that's what Kerry has. I mean, Bush was the head of the ticket, and he had zero foreign policy experience, and Cheney was supposed to make up for that, so they should be complementary. I think that everything, if you look at Kerry, all the things that Kerry that you think are weaknesses for Kerry are strengths for Edwards, and I think vice versa, all the things that are weaknesses for Bush are strengths for Cheney. I think that as a complementary, I think they work well. The fact that Edwards doesn't have a lot of foreign policy experience, I mean, John Kerry's been in the Senate for over 30 years. He's got a heck of a lot of foreign policy experience.
Exactly, and I think what Edwards does do is he is somebody who will be able to, even if he loses actual logic points to Cheney in their one debate, he's a gifted enough speaker that he's going to turn it so that it doesn't look like he lost the point.
Oh, absolutely, he won't.
What I think this really does, though, this is Kerry's announcement that he's running a safe campaign.
Yeah.
He thinks that regardless of what he does, events are going to dictate this campaign, so what he had to do was not pick somebody who was going to hurt him. And John Edwards certainly does that.
Yeah, I think that's a good, accurate statement, that he's picking someone that doesn't hurt him, that he picks someone that's safe, and that hopefully can give him a little gloss. Because, I mean, Kerry, you and I both have seen him speak. Not real dynamic. He's not someone that's going to light the world on fire. But on the same point, other than, you know, George Bush has had very few exceptions where he's not dynamic. I mean, you look at the post-September 11th speech and a few others, it's when he's really good. But by and large, he's moderate at best at being a public speaker.
I agree. I do, however, have the counter ad to the ad that you were just talking about.
Oh, yeah, what? Yeah.
You can run your Rainmaker ad.
Yeah.
The Republicans are going to run the ad that says if you really want health care reform, you really need tort reform first. And who do you want as a vice president if you're going to have tort reform? A trial lawyer?
Oh, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. That's a good argument. That's a pretty good counter argument. That could be nice. But then if I had to go with the other ad, I would turn around and say, well, he's the guy that's fighting the insurance companies, and it's the insurance companies that are making all of your, you know, all of your insurance rates go up, and they're the ones that are increasing your premiums because they claim they have to pay out, you know, X number of dollars every year. And so this is the guy fighting the big companies that are trying to take your money. I think that's how it's going to play out. But that's a good ad. That's a really good ad, AJ. Nice thinking. I appreciate that.
Hey, take it easy.
Take care. That's interesting thoughts from AJ, and I think that's a good point as far as how they can couch that in the idea, do you want the lawyer involved in health care reform? And AJ's right. The idea, if you can phrase Edwards as just being a lawyer, it hurts him. Now if we can explain what kind of lawyer he is, we've got some movement. Let's see. I'm going to jump to one quick phone call real quickly. Kathy on a cell. Kathy, how are you doing today?
Good. Hi, Billy. How are you?
Doing pretty good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just... I'm amazed that the Republicans are already saying, you know, do you know how he made his money? He should be ashamed. Well, we all know how Bush and Cheney made their money.
Yeah, well, I know Bush inherited his, more than less. I mean, you know, not inherited
per
se, but...
And Cheney got all of his from Halliburton.
Yeah.
And all of his experience was in setting himself up to take advantage of government contracts. That's what his experience is.
Yeah.
And all of his money is on our backs, every dime of it.
Yeah, and remember, Bush is the guy that ran a company that couldn't find oil in Texas. I mean,
absolutely.
Really.
Yeah. So for them to already be saying, you know, do you want an attorney? Do you want somebody who's an ambulance chaser?
Yeah.
Well, I would much rather have him than have Dick Cheney just blindly give it to us.
Yeah,
what he
and
has.
I think the other fun thing is that if I was going to play the idea of, you know, if they were going to say, hey, look how he made his money, if I was on the Democrat side of it, I would say he made it like everybody in the American dream. Wakes
right,
up in a working class family.
Without contact.
Yeah, goes to the state school and makes millions that way. I mean, you know, we all forget there's all sorts of people that talk about, you know, what Bush did and where he was while his father was the vice president and then the president. He had keys to the White House. During his 20s and 30s, he had keys to the White House and could stay there. The Reagan children, basically say that he showed up all the time. Sometimes inebriated, sometimes not, but he did have that partying background and that he had access to the White House. Coming around and saying that he had the common man experience is laughable. I've never been able to get into the White House. Have you? I mean,
just that one time.
Okay, good. But that was because, you know, President Bill invited you. You know, but hey, Kathy, appreciate the phone call. Take care. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. 137 here on AM 1150 KNRC. We'll talk to you after this. I've got Dwayne and Aurora, Steve on a cell phone, and we'll talk to the rest of you. Talking about John Edwards. Is he a difference maker in this campaign? Is he going to grab those really undecided middle-of-the-road voters? There's such a small slice of them. Can Edwards make John Kerry more attractive and tip the scales in his balance? Or has John Kerry made a tremendous blunder and he's thrown away the election? What do you think? 303-382-1150. We're back right after this on AM 1150 KNRC. And a man that is always trying to throw elections, but that's only because he just wants to be elected something. Grand Poobah, Super Jujubee, head of all he surveys. We many times just knight him on a Friday so that he'll be quiet about it.
There you go.
Yes, and that is Tim McLaughlin in our KNRC newsroom. How are you doing?
Great, Bill.
Good. Do I have to say sir since you're
knighted
Friday?
Okay,
good.
You and I are friends.
See, that's the
okay,
thing.
So.
See, that's, you know, even though that you are now at that lofty position, you don't forget the little people.
Well, that's it.
That's wonderful. Hey, what's going on in the news?
It's sunny and 76 degrees right now. Police still trying to figure out how a woman fell to her death from a moving car. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Medical equipment heading toward Hampton and Colorado Boulevard to check on someone who has taken a fall, apparently. Everything on the freeway system seems to be moving along in fairly good shape. CDOT map tells us that. Still have a little slow traffic coming out of downtown after the Shriners Parade. Should last another 20 or so minutes. 36th and Colorado Boulevard watch for an injury accident. 18th and Franklin watch for an accident involving a taxi cab. Albertsons has the information this time. If you need Starbucks coffee, you can use your Starbucks card at any Albertsons Starbucks location. Stop by today at Albertsons, helping make your life easier. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Police in Weld County are investigating the death of a woman who was either pushed or fell from a moving car last night. Police think it happened after an argument between the woman and a man who was driving the car. This report brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Investigators say it may take several more days before they figure out what caused that fire at an Adams County apartment complex on Sunday. Adams County Sheriff spokesman Lewis Dixon says investigators are leaning toward arson as the cause of the blaze. 24 units of the complex were damaged or destroyed. The woman suspected of leaving her newborn baby to die in a trash can in North Cherry Creek has been arrested. 29-year-old Aaron Pendleton is in the Denver County Jail for investigation of child abuse resulting in death. At Verizon Wireless, they never stop working for you. Verizon Wireless, call 1-800-256-4646, 800-256-4646. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:40.
Lock us in on your first preset. AM 1150. KNRC. KNRC.
Terracotta Warriors. A new action musical. Terracotta Warriors combines extravagant dance and songs with spectacular martial arts in an unprecedented fashion. Adapted from historical accounts of the life of the first emperor of China, Terracotta Warriors is a story of rule by terror, loyalty by force, and love by decree. Fight sequences are intertwined with scenes of romance and betrayal as the power of the realm clashes with human passion. Elaborate costumes and sets come together with incredible surround sound effects and unique orchestral music to immerse the audience in the emotion, the drama, and the battles of the 2nd century B.C. The United States premiere of Terracotta Warriors is now playing at the Buell Theater through July 18th only. Tickets are available at all King Supers, online at denvercenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon, partly cloudy skies tonight as well, low 50s for tonight's temperature. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow. We'll top out in the upper 80s, sunny and 76 now. KNRC news time is 1:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Where will we send Justin next?
What's going on here?
Find out by keeping your radio locked in at AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. More talk time than any other Denver talk radio station. More talk, less clutter. Now, here's Enid Goldstein.
1:42 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein right now and talking to you about John Edwards as VP. Wanted to know what you think of him. Now, I want to let you know, get your dialing fingers ready, because here in just a little while, in a few scant minutes, I am going to actually give you a chance to win a free pair of tickets to Terracotta Warriors Friday, July 16th, 8 o'clock. Temple Buell Theater. Now, this, again, if you heard me talking about it earlier this hour, this is really cool. The guys, you got the girlfriend, the wife, you basically have done something in the last couple of weeks. Come on, we're men. There's something the last couple of weeks that we screwed up. You just know it. We've done something. They're angry. You got to make it good. So she's always saying that you never take her anywhere. I've got an advantage for you. You're going to be able to take her to Terracotta Warriors. And women, if your husband screwed up, well, make him take you. Call in, win the tickets, and say, here, because you were a doofus and didn't cut the grass, now we're going here. So, women, you can take advantage of this as well. But now, guys, this is just for you and me. This is not just like, you know, regular theater stuff. This is not just like a musical, you know, lots of singing and guys in makeup and stuff. No, this is an action musical. Action musical. Something that you and I can get excited about. It basically looks at about China, 221 BC, under the first emperor. And there's a lot of fighting. There's some love stories, power struggles, romance, betrayal, human passions, and really cool costumes. So all that's coming together at Terracotta Warriors. I'll give you a chance to see that Friday, June 16th at 8 o'clock. Hang with me for a couple more minutes, and we'll tell you how you can get a chance to win those. So get your dialing fingers ready. That is the only hint that I will give you. Now we're looking today at John Edwards being the vice presidential nominee. He is joining the Kerry ticket. And I think the bottom line, the base level question we have to ask is he a difference maker? If he is not, then it's worthless. If he's not a difference maker, if he's not going to swing those voters in the middle, those near the mainstream, those Reagan Democrats, those Clinton Republicans, if he's not going to swing them, there's absolutely no reason he's on the ticket. So the base question is, can he swing them? Can he be that difference maker? What do you think? 303-382-1150. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dwayne and Aurora. Dwayne, how are you doing today?
Did I win?
Yes, you did. You won. But only the right and privilege to talk to me.
Well, that's not what I call it.
I know. It's like the booby prize. I know.
You know, I think your previous caller raised a pretty good question. And it's you know, who do you want dealing with health care issues? A lawyer. But I think the Democrats could play it real, real well if they're smart about it and say, yeah, who do you want? Do you want a lawyer who's been fighting the big insurance companies to help you all these years? Or do you want some standard old rich guy who's been bending over for him in the back rooms for the last 20 years.
Yeah, and they could talk about, because especially inside of healthcare industry, and there are a few others as far as energy policy, that the people that they have put into those positions are a lot of lobbyists and things. And so
yeah.
You play the idea that, you know, Bush is cozy with the industry and they're going to remake healthcare reform, because that's been, after we did the Medicare and Medicaid, after we did the revamp of the prescription drug policy, the one big knock was, wait a minute, you gave a lot of the breaks to the companies, and that it was too heavily weighted in their favor. You know, you pass the reforms and prices go up, what is it, 30 or 40% over the last couple of months for prescription drugs. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the drug companies are consistently one of the most profitable ventures to be in. I mean,
yeah.
And they're always up there at the top, and some of those HMOs aren't doing too bad either.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's hard to really shed a big tear for them like they're doing so horribly.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I'll let everyone know, more than likely at this point, unless something really dramatic happens, I'm going to vote for Kerry.
Yeah.
It will not be in support of Kerry. It will simply because I have got such grave concerns with the Bush administration that I would kind of like to see the man out of office, even
yeah.
though I did vote for him the first time. And
I
spanked myself for it.
But hopefully only in private, because you're
yeah.
on the front lawn and then the neighbor's going to watch.
That's true.
And then want to participate.
But you know what? I think Edwards could be a difference maker,
mm-hmm.
Primarily, I think, because this election, at least at this point, is perceived to be such a close one.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to take a lot of a difference maker. And I think the two pluses, again, if they play it right, that they might have with Kerry is, number one, they really can kind of hype this, hey, I'm the only middle-class working guy just like most of you out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I understand what, you know, bringing home a paycheck and putting food on the table and working for a living really means, you know.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a really big plus. The other really big plus that I perceive from Edwards
mm-hmm.
is, you know, let's be honest. I mean, a lot of people vote for fairly shallow reasons.
Yep.
He's young. He's good looking. He's energetic. I think he might be able to, playing it again as a little bit of the outsider guy, he might be able to get people to get up and go to the polls that normally wouldn't bother to vote. And I think that, you know, and again, in a real close election, I mean, when you look at Florida last year, it doesn't take much to tip the balance.
That's true. And that was one of the things that everybody talked about with Clinton, is the idea that, and then George W. Bush was able to take advantage of it. A lot of the religious voters is what Bush was able to do and get them out. And because a lot of times the strange thing is that they vote, but if they don't feel like they need to vote, they don't. They stay away in droves, and Bush was able to energize them. And I think Clinton also was able to energize, you know, some of the Protestant church, but he also was able to energize a lot of number of people that were Democrats that really didn't vote. He made them excited about the party, excited about the platform. And I think you're right, Dwayne, that Edwards has that type of ability. And, you know, I was actually looking at the CBS News poll from a couple of months ago. This is back in May 26th is when this was released, that CBS News did a poll, and they basically were floating the idea of Kerry McCain. And if they said, if Kerry McCain ran against Bush Cheney, now, according to their respondents, 53% to 39%. The second question they asked were, Kerry Edwards against Bush Cheney. Now, Bush Cheney did gain one percentage point. They went up to 40%. And Kerry McCain went down 3 percentage points, but it still is Kerry Edwards 50% versus Bush Cheney 40%. And that could be very indicative. Again, we can always say, well, liberal, stupid CBS News, but there is at least a grain, you know, a kernel of truth inside of those polls, and there is at least on the surface with voters a separation between the two tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, such minor things can really influence people. It's kind of a shame. I think when you look at this coming election, there are enough really serious issues, whichever side you're on, to base your decision on that. I mean, I don't think you need to be like, hey, you know, he seems like a nice guy. I'd like him to
exactly.
deal with him. He's got my vote. I mean, that's really not a good, generally not a good reason to
yeah.
pick your president. So,
not at all, yes.
Yeah. Don't vote for the, you know, that. And you're right. I mean, what we do or what politicians do and how often it works in presenting an image, though, is almost laughable. I mean, when you know, take George Bush and he's like, hey,
yeah.
you know, I'm just a Texas cowboy and everything else. And I'm thinking, you know what, George, I don't think most real Texas cowboys always had someone else shine in their boots for them.
Yeah, exactly.
So like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't buy that one.
Yeah, not many real cowboys, you know, got rides on Air Force One or, you know, hung out with the first family on the weekends and stuff. Yeah.
So. I think it's going to be an interesting election, though.
It'll be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty dramatic, and I see it one of two ways. I either see it razor thin or just a shocking blowout, and I couldn't call it for either side.
You know, and see, the weird thing is 7 months ago, I would have said shocking blowout for Bush, but I think you're right, that it's either going to be a blowout that all of a sudden there's going to be one party or the other going, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Or it's going to be so thin, we're going to go through the same things that we did in 2000, you know, where we sit there and we still talk about, you know, who got the popular vote, who got the most electoral votes, and we'll still be bitching about it for 3 months.
And all I can say is, let's hope they've done something with the voting system in Florida. Good Lord. Let's not have a repeat of that.
I know, but Dwayne, you and I both know how this works. They haven't done a damn thing.
That's true. Yeah.
Hey, have a great day. I appreciate it. Take care. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. I'm going to try to fit in one more call before we get to the next break. Dana in Denver is who we're going to talk to next on AM 1150 KNRC. Dana, how you doing today?
Hi there. I think that Edwards will really help the ticket, and for a couple different reasons.
Yeah.
I think that he's really popular among the independents and kind of the Midwest and the South. But also, if you recall, a couple weeks ago, Nader was urging Kerry to pick Edwards.
Oh.
And I really feel that he's going to pull out and throw his support behind Kerry Edwards.
See, now that's the thing that I look at with Nader, and I still look at him thinking, you know, I'm not someone who likes the idea of, okay, we're playing this game of a two-party system. I've never liked that idea of saying, okay, you have to hold your nose and vote for the person who has the little R or little D beside their name because they're closest to your views. But in something like the presidential election, it does seem significant enough, especially with Nader, that maybe if Nader wants to get some of his policies implemented, that maybe he get his butt out of the race and throw his support behind Kerry and Edwards. And that could be interesting. But, I mean, Dana, between you and me, I think a little bit of the reason that Nader continues to run is not because he thinks he has a chance in hell. He likes to shape the debate, and it's an ego stroke. Do you think that his ego would let him step aside after he's already invested so much in this race so far?
I think he will, because he's out there saying, well, please pick this person, and he's going to basically say that he shaped it. He's the one who brought Edwards to the ticket, and it still kind of brushes his ego again. He's had problems getting on the ballot. He knows there's no chance, and I think even though he is pretty egomaniacal,
yeah,
I think overall he wants to get Bush out just as bad as the rest of us who actually are paying attention, and I think that'll happen.
Now, I think that's interesting, because the one thing that I've always looked with Nader that I looked at when he sat here and said, yeah, I'm going to run for president again, I thought, do you realize how much time this is going to consume of yours over the next year, and you've got no chance in hell at winning the office? I mean, he's spending a lot of time out there doing something that in large part is inconsequential. I mean, he's going to bring some issues to the table, but he knows that he's going to be going out and doing all these speeches and getting everybody excited, and he's got no chance. And that's a little rough.
But with that power that he has, with the small group of people who follow him so closely, I think that if he does just say, okay, he picked Edwards, he's going to fight these corporate criminals, I'm going to go ahead and throw my support this way. I think that when you talk about either the razor thin or the landslide, it's going to be a landslide.
You think so?
I really feel, yes. And then the whole thing with Bush, I don't know if you saw it today, now his new ad is that Edwards was Kerry's second choice.
Oh, yeah, that McCain was the first.
He wanted McCain.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what to say about that. I always really respected McCain, but I feel that at this point he's put being a Republican in front of being a person with a conscience.
I think that McCain has played that party side, and the funny thing about it, though, is that the same people that are saying, well, he was the second choice, Edwards is the second choice, are the same people that would have disavowed McCain the moment that his name would have been mentioned through Kerry. They would have said, oh, he's not really a Republican, oh, he's not really this, oh, he's that. And so they would have disavowed him immediately, I mean, quicker than a redheaded stepchild. They would have said there's no way that he was even a Republican, almost like, well, the Democrats probably should do to Zell Miller, because he's really not a Democrat anymore anyway. So that may be how it plays out. Dana, appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. 303-382-1150 is the number. If you want to talk about John Edwards, I still say this thing with him being a lawyer, you're going to hear a lot about it. That's a strength for him, because he is the ideal American dream. He is the guy that woke up and grew up in a family of working class parents, went to the state university, and became a multi-million dollar lawyer. How? No, he wasn't an ambulance chaser. He didn't run around saying, oh, gosh, oh, yeah, oh, your hip hurts. Yeah, what about that neck? Here, put this neck brace on. That'll make you look better. And complain about your shoulder, too. That's not what he was doing. He wasn't that type of a lawyer. He was a lawyer that was standing up for the little guy against the big, nasty, greedy corporations. My word, my terminology. But that's how you play it. If we're playing election season, if we're doing this, and we're trying to shape the best message, that's how you shape it. The little guy standing up against the big guy. And Edwards' message of wealth versus work will resonate. Because we'll all turn around and say, man, those guys aren't working. Those guys are getting all this money through dividend investments, through all sorts of other things. And they're not getting to that. So this wealth versus work definitely can help as far as a message. I'm late on a break. I'll be back right after this. 303-382-1150. This is AM 1150, KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got in it?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Quest Choice Business. Your business line plus any five features for just $39.99 a month. Over 100,000 small businesses have already signed up for Quest Choice Business. Shouldn't you?
Denny's celebrates a new take on the fairy tale movie called A Cinderella Story, starring Hilary Duff. Most fairy tales end with happily ever after, but this one ends with new happily ever after meals at Denny's. Right now, when you buy a Happily Ever After meal, you get a full-size, limited edition A Cinderella Story movie poster absolutely free. While supplies last for a limited time, only at participating Denny's restaurants. A Cinderella Story from Warner Brothers Pictures in theaters July 16th, rated PG. Some material may not be suitable for children.
Supporting those involved in serving and protecting our country has never been more important. The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is to ensure our veterans receive the medical care and rehabilitation to which they're entitled, to provide programs that strengthen bodies and stimulate minds, to ensure access to housing, education, and transportation. To find out how you can support our nation's paralyzed veterans, call 1-866-USA-4PVA. That's 1-866-USA-4PVA.
It may not be your fault you're overweight. Defeat the hormones that keep you fat and learn why even doctors are ordering Quarter Slim. 1-800-LOSS-139. 1-800-LOSS-139. 800-LOSS-139.
Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. for the Kiefel Cycling Hour, featuring seven-time Tour de France competitor and Olympic bronze medalist Ron Kiefel. Ron and Megan will talk about cycling news, equipment, and great local rides. It doesn't matter if you're training for the Tour de France like Ron Kiefel, or in Megan's case, just taking those training wheels off for the first time. The Kiefel Cycling Hour has something for everyone, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
AM 1150 KNRC caught John Kerry confidentially the other day talking about our morning show host, Jimmy Lakey.
These guys are the most crooked, you know, lying group I've ever seen.
It's scary.
I think Jimmy may be getting on his nerves. What do you think? Find out mornings with Jimmy Lakey exclusively on Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
158 with no doubt swinging in the background behind us. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. I hope all of you have been patient because now is the time you need to dial 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150, the third caller right now. We'll win a pair of tickets to go see Terracotta Warriors Friday, July 16th, 8 p.m. at the Temple Buell Theater. Terracotta Warriors Friday, July 16th, 8 p.m. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. If you are the third caller, you can win those tickets. Also want to let you know that KNRC is proud to present the Colorado Chautauqua Association 2004 Summer Concert Series. Chautauqua Auditorium is located at 900 Baseline Road up in Boulder, and the concerts start about 8 o'clock at night. Doors open about 7. You can go to chautauqua.com or call 303-440-7666. Coming up on Wednesday the 21st, Sean Colvin is going to be there. UCN Door will be there on the 24th, and the Indigo Girls on the 31st of July. First weekend in August, Bruce Hornsby will be up there. Make sure you get out there and check out the Chautauqua Concert Series for 2004. Go to chautauquaconcerts.com, and they give you more information. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. We're going to come back next hour, talk a little more John Edwards, and there's some other little things in the news, and finally, some of those Islamic militants said something I agree with. What is it? You have to stick here to find out. This is KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk.
This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Carl Rochelle at the White House. Many Democrats say they're thrilled John Kerry has picked North Carolina Senator John Edwards to be his running mate.
He's just got a lot more vibrance and intelligence than our president right now, so it's just really great to hear that.
That Kerry supporter was on hand in Pittsburgh for today's announcement. The two candidates, former rivals for the Democratic nomination, are expected to make their first joint campaign appearance tomorrow. The Republican National Committee is already on the attack against Edwards, calling him a disingenuous, unaccomplished liberal trial lawyer. GOP officials also accuse him of being too inexperienced. President Bush says he welcomes Edwards to the race and looks forward to a good contest. In the first case of its kind, the U.S. Archdiocese is filing for bankruptcy protection. Roman Catholic Church leaders in Portland, Oregon say they're facing dozens of lawsuits alleging sexual abuse by priests. Church officials in other parts of the country are also considering bankruptcy. I'm Carl Rochelle, NBC News Radio.
I'm Jonathan Anton, owner of Jonathan's Salon, which can be seen on Bravo's reality show, Blowout. Take it from me, stress can make you lose your hair. I don't know this because I'm a stylist. I know it because I'm a small business owner. Fortunately, I also know which products promote healthy growth in both hair and business.
With Open, the Small Business Network, Jonathan Anton has the tools to make big things happen. To learn more about how Jonathan relies on the Open Network, go to open.americanexpress.com.
Did you get your Goodyears yet? Get to Goodyear's Summer Celebration Tire Sale now through July 17th for amazing low prices on featured Goodyear tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and you'll get up to $75 worth of free groceries. And check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to $75 worth of free groceries, get your Goodyears today. Mail-in free groceries cash card offer ends July 17th.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Sunny 75 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Police don't know yet if a woman was pushed or fell from a moving car last night. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
It is a pretty quiet drive on the freeway system around town. Folks moving along at posted speeds for the most part. A little bit of slow traffic north and south by I-25 through T-Rex, but nothing too unusual there. Out of the Denver area, there's an accident reported northbound I-25 about a mile before the Greenland Road exit. Sounds like a Jeep wound up in the median there. Here in town, a minor collision at Quebec and I-70. Still another one coming in from 48th and Tower Road. Both of those causing some minor congestion. Centrix Financial Grand Prix of Denver has the information. Don't miss the Centrix Financial Grand Prix of Denver. It's the fastest 3 days of the summer, August 13th through the 15th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster or call 303-830-TIXS. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Police in Weld County are still trying to figure out if a woman was pushed or fell out of a moving car on Highway 85 between Brighton and Thornton last night. Either way, police think it happened after a fight with a man who was driving. That man turned around, picked up the woman, took her to a nearby gas station where Eric Bagliani says the man was hysterical.
He was talking to somebody on the phone, pretty much crying and screaming.
Paramedics responded, but declared the woman dead. Police also trying to figure out what the relationship is between the two. This report brought to you by Pep Boys. Westminster police continue looking for the driver of a truck that fatally struck a bicyclist last night. The cyclist was crossing against the light, meaning the driver isn't responsible for the fatality. However, he could face charges for leaving the scene of an accident. May was another busy month at Denver International Airport, with more than 3.8 million passengers using the airport, making it the busiest month ever in the Denver aviation system. Year-to-date passenger traffic up a whopping 21% over 2003. In sports, the Colorado Rockies play the second of three against the Giants in San Francisco this evening. Denny Stark will be on the mound for the Rocks, who have a four-game win streak going. They beat the Giants 7-4 in the series opener yesterday afternoon. Get to Pep Boys tire sales event. Save up to 20% on popular touring and performance tires and get a free shopping cart worth up to $100 with four installed tires. See store for details, Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
Beep, 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 yeah.
You told us you needed more traffic reports during the morning and afternoon commute, and we listened. AM 1150 KNRC now provides you traffic reports at least five times each hour during mornings and afternoons. After all, we are the third worst traffic city in America. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello from Athens, Greece. Leave it to Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels to create the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. Go to choicehotels.com to learn how to enter, and you can win a trip to Greece. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Choice Hotels. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
I'm Jonathan Anton, owner of Jonathan Salon, which can be seen on Bravo's reality show, Blowout. I'm also the owner of a line of styling products with simple names like Clean, Cleaner, Soft, and Softer, which is only fitting since tracking the expenses that go into producing them has become pretty simple itself.
With Open, the Small Business Network, Jonathan Anton has the tools to make big things happen. You can too, when you have an American Express business card. To apply, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. The cooler Canadian air behind the front will stay settled over us one more day, and then we'll begin to warm it back up on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And toward the end of the week and into the weekend ahead, we will also begin to see some isolated thunderstorms. With mostly sunny skies through the afternoon, we'll top out around 74 for the high and be up around 86 for our high tomorrow. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sunny and 76 degrees now. KNRC News Time is 2:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
6 minutes after 2 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. She will return on Monday. I'll be here the rest of the week. And maybe T.R. Reid will stop in for a couple of days, but we're still working on schedules with him. Spent a lot of the time today talking about John Edwards being the vice presidential nominee for John Kerry. And what do you think about that? What do you think? Is he a difference maker? I think that's where the base discussion has to go. Because if he's not, if you don't think that he can attract those unaffiliated voters, those undecided voters, there's no reason to have him on the ticket. You don't need to re-energize your base. The base supporters behind Bush and the base supporters behind Kerry aren't going anywhere. They're going to be there. So you don't choose a nominee that will energize your base. You want someone that will pull in other individuals. You want someone that is appealing to someone that's outside who would normally vote for you. And I think that Edwards makes a heck of a lot of sense, just like Cheney made a lot of sense for Bush. Cheney, good, heavy foreign policy, lots of government beltway experience. It's not what Bush had. So there were some good things here. Kerry has a lot of the foreign policy and beltway experience. Edwards is a one-term senator. So he is more closely associated with the idea of a common man or someone that was just recently out in the business world. Again, we're always talking about, we always hear, we got to have more people from business world, more people that are out there working hard that can go ahead and enter governmental life. Now, it's strange. Right here in Colorado, we have an example. Right here in Colorado, we are told that because Pete Coors is a millionaire and he runs a very profitable business, that somehow that makes him a very, very good senatorial candidate. But the weird thing is, and listen to this, because it will happen today, those very same people that say that it is Coors' business experience and his experience inside a private life, making all that money and providing jobs and doing everything else, that makes him such a good candidate for senator. Those same people are going to turn around and say that Edwards hasn't had enough experience, the fact that he's a millionaire lawyer. But how did he make his millions? He made them how you're supposed to. You're supposed to fight the big, bad, nasty organizations and corporations that are screwing the little guy. If you want a lawyer, that's the one that I want to vote for. I'm not going to vote for the lawyer that's representing the industry. If I'm going to vote, I'm going to vote for the lawyer that's fighting the industry. I'm sorry. I hate to take the bloom off the rose. Business is not always benevolent. Yes, the best way to provide goods and services and to adjust for what we need is the free market system, and we do need to allow it to exist. And we do need to allow it to exist with a little bit of governmental regulation. Not a lot of it, but a little bit. It does need to be there because it is vastly more responsive to what the consumer and what the market needs than government. But it's not like governments just, you know, had their head up their rear end for the last couple of years. Remember all the fun stuff we had with NASA? I remember that microwave. I seem to like that thing pretty much. Wouldn't have had that if we didn't have the government funding for NASA. I didn't think there was any organizations around the U.S. prior to what NASA was doing with cooking food. They went, man, I need food quicker. And if you can make it taste like rubber and dry it out, that's what I need. That's the product that I'm looking for. No. They had to do that in order to get it into space and to reheat some things and do it with the microwaves for other reasons. And it cooks food. So there are reasons that we have these leaps forward. And I think John Edwards makes a lot of sense. One, because he is that small-town guy, makes good, goes to a state institution, becomes a millionaire. I think that works well. But also, he is a wonderful speaker, and that is a problem with John Kerry. Edwards can make up that difference, that charisma gap. And Edwards' message, of course, it's going to be class warfare. Of course, but it always is, on either side of the aisle. If you're a Republican, the class warfare is the stupid poor people that aren't working hard enough, and they're sucking all the money away from my taxes because they're on the governmental programs, and that we are creating a system of people that just live off the governmental programs. That's class warfare. That's what it is, its very base. We can dress it up and give it a nice dress and put it out on the dance floor. Doesn't mean it's anything different. Same thing on the Democrat side of the aisle. It still is class warfare. The haves and the have-nots. That's Edwards' message, the idea of two separate America, those that have the power and have the money, and you that don't. That's how he sells it. Which, honestly, for many years for the Democrats, very smart. You know why? Very, very few people in this country are really very, very wealthy. So if you can get everybody else mad at them, you hopefully will get a large group of the pie. It makes sense statistically. You may not like it, but it makes sense. You have to evaluate it that way and say, well, you know, if you wanted to attack the top 1% of people, if you can get the rest of the 99 behind you, it may make sense. Whether or not it's good, right, indifferent, who cares? You're looking at winning an election. Do you think they're actually coming out there and doing all these things on either side of the aisle just to do what's right? No. Both sides are doing what they think they need to do in order to win an election. That's what happens. We don't need to dress this donkey up and pretend that it's something else. And one of Edwards' messages about wealth versus work is very intriguing. He talks in his speeches, his stump speeches, when he was still a candidate for president, about a job being more than a paycheck. It's about dignity, responsibility, and self-respect. He says that credibility is the currency of good people. The thing that is attractive there is he's basically saying he's not just going to fix the economy, but put the economy back in line with our values for what we like. He wants to crack down on the cheaters. In several of his stump speeches, he pointed out things like, he said, quote, a fair shake for all and a free ride for none. That makes sense. If we are in the rural counties in Ohio, if we're in Michigan, if we're in Wisconsin, if we're in Tennessee, if we're in North Dakota, South Dakota, saying the statement of a fair shake for all and a free ride for none is very appealing. And Edwards will frame this into the language of Halliburton and George Bush's friends are the free riders. He's going to talk about George Bush turning a blind eye to CEOs. Edwards is the guy that can tie Ken Lay to George Bush. We've all forgotten that cozy relationship. Yes, the man whose company manipulated prices of energy and screwed California. It's a close personal friend of George Bush. Now, if he was a close personal friend of former President Clinton, we'd have a special investigative committee and wanting to know who did what and what dress. That's where we would be. But it's not playing out that way. But Edwards is the man that can tie Ken Lay to George Bush. He's going to come out and say there are types. He's going to talk about the people that are standing up for the working person while the rich people are getting more money and cutting jobs at their companies. That will play very well this time around. He's also going to talk about standing up for the people that are doing the work, for people that play by the rules. These are the language and the phrasing that he's going to use. Here's a portion of a speech that I found that he gave while he was still running for president. He said, quote, President Bush has a war on work. You see it in everything that he does. He wants to eliminate every penny of tax on wealth, shift the whole burden to people who work for a living. So people who won't pay any taxes at all, when they make their money selling stocks, when they get big dividends every year, when they inherit a massive estate, is it wrong to tax millionaires less for playing the market than we tax soldiers for keeping America safe? It's good. It's a good message. It's crafted well. It will play well in those battleground states. We have to figure out how is this middle class, unaffiliated voter, the uncommitted voter yet, going to react to this message? It makes a lot of sense. It'll play well because that message will be very attractive. What do you think? 303-382-1150. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jane on a cell phone and see what's on her mind today. Jane, thanks for calling KNRC. How are you? Oh, that's a little messy. I'm going to put Jane back on hold. Joe, could you pick up the line and see if Jane's still there? And we'll talk to her in a second if we can. I'm going to jump to Ken in Littleton. Ken, thanks for calling KNRC. How are you today? Hello, Ken. Yes, very well, thank you. Yes, I know. Yeah, I know. You're not listening to me either, are you? No, I know. 8-second delay. Really stinks. I go to the phone lines, and right about now he's going to be hearing it and running back to the phone, and nope, sorry. Oh, that's just what happens. So let's go back and talk a little bit more about Edwards' message. And looking at how, hopefully, if you're a Kerry fan, they can adopt this message of wealth versus work, the idea that there is a work ethic, that the free market system does reward your work and does reward your risk to get out there. But remember, those socially conservative blue-collar workers don't really vote Republican out of the idea that they're Republicans. They like the idea of the work ethic, the free market system. And they will vote for the candidate of the work ethic against the candidate who just says unfettered free market, no limitations, we should allow it to do whatever we want because they've been hurt by it. Those blue-collar, sometimes Republican voters. There is that vast majority of them out there that are still undecided. They're somewhat libertarian in their approaches, but the one thing that will play well that Edwards falls into is the idea of a good, hard day's work. Out of all the candidates, Bush, Cheney, Edwards, Kerry, which one of the four do you think most likely spent time building a $1 million business? Which one of those four do you think at some point in their life had to make the decision about whether or not they were going to buy Top Ramen soup in order to eat because they didn't have enough money to make it through the end of the week because they had to pay rent? Which one of those four individuals do you think will be able to side with you when you are making the hard decision about daycare? When you're deciding what can you do with your son or daughter and where can you put them and can you afford to put them into the daycare facility or even get them into the school that you want to get them into? Which one of those four individuals do you think had that experience? It's Edwards. It's Edwards is the one that has come from where you and I sit. He is the one that hopefully the Democrats can tap into that undecided base. I honestly think he can be a difference maker. I have no faith in the Democratic Party actually figuring out how to get the right message. I have very little faith in either organized party to actually find the right message. But I think that it's there for the taking if they only try. What do you think? 303-382-1150. Let's talk to Don in Denver here on KNRC. Don, thanks for the phone call. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Bill.
Hey, my friend Don, man, I haven't spoken with you in a while. I hope things find you well, man.
Hey, yeah, everything is cool, man. I wanted to get in on this political discussion.
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't have any faith in the Democratic Party, nor do I have any faith in the Republican Party, because both of the parties are controlled by the same people who have all the money. The same 1% of the people that really back the Republican parties is the same people that back the Democratic ticket.
You're right about that, because all those big corporations do hedge their bets, and they may donate more money to one side or the other, but they always donate both sides.
Right, you know, and when Bill Clinton was president, he talked Democratic to get elected, but then when he was elected president, you know, a lot of his policies tilted towards the center of the right.
Yep, they did.
You know, Republican issues is because the people that really have the money in this country, you know, they direct what policies go down in this country. And, I mean, if you look at Kerry and Bush, you know, only difference is Kerry went to Vietnam and Bush draft dodged.
Yeah.
And they both come from blue blood families. Both of them went to Yale. Both of them were in the Skull and Bones. Both of them laid naked in the casket.
Yep.
You know, I mean, so, you know, what are you getting here? You getting Satan or Lucifer, because you don't catch hell from either one of them. And if Edwards and Kerry is elected, the troops are not coming home from...
Yeah.
There's not going to be any big pullout. That's why Howard Dean was knocked off the ticket, because and Kucinich and other people that was against the war, you know, their voices were just canned. What does John Kerry say about the war in Iraq? Nothing. What is Edwards saying about it? Nothing. You know, they're talking about we troops. Yeah. We need to get the UN involved. You know.
Yeah, but you do. Unfortunately, Don. Now, what do we do with this electoral system? Because basically, I mean, we do have to face the bottom line issue of you need the money to get elected. I mean, you got to write the big paychecks. Otherwise, you got to write the big checks to get elected. You got to pander to the people that are going to write you those checks and those organizations. Otherwise, you'll never make it out of the starting blocks. And it is a problem with our system. But how could we change that? Or what do you think? Is there a solution?
See, but that's correct. See, you need that big money to get elected. But see, the people who have the big money are the same people who are profiteering off of the war today. Your General Electrics, your Enrons, your Halliburtons, your, you know, all of these corporations involved in these big scandals, they got contracts over in Iraq making billions of dollars. So, of course, you know, they're going to, I personally think George W. Bush is going to be reelected president. Because, I mean, you know, 1.5 million people voted for Gore the last time. And when they wanted to steal the election, they stole it. So, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in the political process, you know, this coming up election. It should be interesting, but I don't have a lot of faith in it.
Yeah, I don't either as far as either one of them getting the message right. And I've always made that argument, Don, that if you were at a cocktail party or at a gathering, that Bush and Cheney would spend, and Bush and Kerry would spend a heck of a lot more time talking to each other because they have more in common than they would with any one of us. I mean, if you and I were hanging out in the corner, Kerry and Bush are not crossing the room to come over and figure out what we say. They're going to be hanging out with each other, trading stories about, oh, did you do this in college? Oh, yeah. You know, that's what they're going to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Howard Dean last year, he really captivated America with his charisma and his anti-war message, and it really woke up, you know, the true Democrats, the people that really believe in, you know, social justice and equality and peace and all of that. It activated a lot of people. And then around Christmas time, you know, he had a screech in his speech, and the media overplayed that. And then all of a sudden, his numbers dropped, and Kerry, who was walking around like Frankenstein, you know, last fall, all of a sudden, he's the number one candidate. Why? Because he went to Yale. He's blue-blooded, and, you know, he's got
the right pedigree. Yeah.
Organizations that Bush is a part of.
And you know what I think is weird, Don, is when we're looking at this, as far as what happens, is I think one of the things that was the worst thing for Howard Dean and the best thing for Kerry is that Dean was the lead guy so early on, is that Kerry, and I always say that when you're watching these primaries, early on in the election campaign, that you don't want to be the front runner, because what the front runner has to do is he has to go out there and he has to take a whole bunch of issues and stands on things. And what I think that Kerry was allowed to do because of Dean being the front runner for so long is he watched which ones of Dean's messages played. He could sit there and go, man, that was stupid. He shouldn't have said that. And then he figured out which messages played. And then when he stepped to the forefront, he could pick up all of Dean's statements that were doing well and then change the ones that Dean was getting nailed on. I mean, it makes a hell of a lot. Yeah.
But the one thing that Dean, that really resonated with Dean and that made a lot of people like Dean was, hey, we don't need to be in Iraq. The war is wrong. We need to, you know, do something to get out of Iraq. And now Kerry's talking about sending more troops. So it's, you know, it's a weird situation that we're in. Because this is an important election, because so many important things are happening. But, you know, it looks like, you know, the powers that be, you know, whether it's heads they win, whether it's tails they win. And that's just the sad thing about it. Poor people are still going to get screwed. Rich people are still going to get richer. And that's just the way things are going to be unless we stand up as Americans and really change the whole political system. Remember 4 years ago, the big thing, the big campaign thing was campaign finance reform. Who's talking at this time?
Yeah, nobody's exactly.
Nobody's talking about it because they all getting paid.
That's true. Hey, Don, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. It's always good to talk to you. I like talking to Don. I don't always agree with him, but I consider him a friend. I think he's a really good thinker, and he comes at things with a very unique take, and I like what he has to say. And there's a lot of truth in what he has to say. I mean, do you really think that things are going going to change dramatically whether we have Kerry in office or Bush in office. Things aren't going to change 180 degrees. So we're going to change some of our economic policies, and it's going to be a massage on some other issues. We may be looking at some more health care reform. We may alter our war on terror. We may also change some of the tax structures, and hopefully, maybe Kerry will decide to fund this giant monster called No Child Left Behind, because that was just an evil trick by the Bush administration, in my mind, to sit here and say, hey, we have this great, wonderful education reform. We're not going to give you any money to do it. So you're leaving the states in a time of a budget crunch to turn around and figure out how they're going to fund your silly programs. Oh, man, but that's a personal issue. It's 2:24 here on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. I'm going to talk to Jorge right after this, and hopefully you, 303-382-1150, talking about John Edwards. Is he a difference maker in this campaign? Is he going to draw in those Reagan Democrats or the Clinton Republicans, those undecided voters along the middle margins in which this election is going to be won? And do you think Edwards' message is a winner? Can he make the difference in this election? Because if he can't, he ends up being Dan Quayle. Is that his future? Is he going to be a Saturday Night Live skit later on down the road? Or is he going to be the reason we're talking about John Kerry being the next president of the U.S.? What do you think? 303-382-1150. I'm Bill Thorpe. We're back right after this on AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-837-0523. It's guaranteed. Call 800-837-0523. Active ingredient is FDA approved. Call 800-837-0523. That's 800-837-0523.
I'm having a hot flash.
Hey, girlfriend, this is Evelinda Ehrman and Judy Schwartz from Style Matters Live. You can win a free pair of tickets to join us to see the hysterical show Menopause the Musical, July 13th, 8 p.m. at the Denver Civic Theater.
Here's what you do. Email stylematters at knrcradio.com or write us at 1201 18th Street, Suite 220, Denver, 80202, and tell us what you love or hate about menopause. Deadline is July 9th.
Join us for Menopause the Musical, the hilarious celebration of women and the change.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks tumbled today following a spike in the price of oil, along with a number of profit warnings from big firms. The Dow dropped 63 points, closing at 10,219. The NASDAQ took a much bigger hit, percentage-wise, losing 43 points to end at 1963. Shares of Veritas closed down more than 35% after the software maker warned that quarterly profit and revenue would fall short of Wall Street expectations. Intel also took a hit after Lehman Brothers trimmed its estimate for the semiconductor giant's earnings. Investors may also have been reacting today to John Kerry's vice presidential choice, John Edwards. Some on Wall Street are worrying about what the senator's prior career as a trial lawyer might mean for big business and for tort reform if the Democrats take the White House. A new overall box office record for the July 4th weekend, with the top dozen films grossing more than $158 million. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
If you've been waiting for a sign, it's the banner in your Lincoln Mercury dealer's window, inviting you in right now for the best deals of the year during the one and only clearance sales event at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Come in now for low financing or big cash back on top of your dealer's best model year-end price on every Lincoln and Mercury car, SUV, and minivan during the one and only clearance at your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
I'm Jonathan Anton, owner of Jonathan's Salon, which can be seen on Bravo's reality show, Blowout. Take it from me, stress can make you lose your hair. I don't know this because I'm a stylist. I know it because I'm a small business owner. Fortunately, I also know which products promote healthy growth in both hair and business.
With Open, the Small Business Network, Jonathan Anton has the tools to make big things happen. You can too, when you have an American Express business card. To apply, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
This summer, keep your radio into the summertime fun, talk, and information station. We have the best talk in town. Traffic, weather coverage, and the best coverage of the political conventions. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC. Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
New Jersey Senator John Corzine calls Kerry Edwards a perfect match.
It's a great combination. Two outstanding individuals who have shown a commitment in their life to serving their communities.
The chair of the National Democratic Senate Campaign Committee calls a North Carolina colleague the very best guy for the job, bringing a youthful energy and balance to the ticket that he hopes will carry five open Senate seats in the South.
We're going to be served very well by the Edwards addition to the ticket.
The Democrats have nominated two senators, neither of whom have any executive experience at all. They've never been in charge of anything. And the presidency is an executive position, as we all know.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
Now we need executive experience. That's the fun part about this. I feel like we are walking, you and I, down the Cures Fascination Street with what's happening with John Edwards already. Oh, they have no executive experience. What? Who? As if the executive experience that George W. Bush brought to the table was necessarily that significant. I remember the same GOP mouthpieces saying, well, Mr. Clinton's only been a governor. He can't possibly be the best person for the job. He's only a mere governor. The other guy that we have was the vice president and is the incumbent. He can't possibly be as good as our guy. He was only a mere governor. He has no idea how to run a large company. Man, it's amazing how much the arguments stay the same and only the faces change. What do you think? 303-382-1150. John Edwards, is he a difference maker in this election? What do you think? I'm going to jump to Jorge on a cell phone and see what's on his mind. Jorge, thanks for calling us today on KNRC. How are you?
Billy, such a good thing to hear you on the radio again.
Oh, so nice to have you along. I appreciate it.
I like Enid, but I really like you much more because we can talk with you.
Well, thank you very much, but don't say that too loudly because just in case she's listening. So, yeah, what's on your mind about Edwards?
Well, I want you to know that I am one of those undecided that just decided for Kerry.
Yeah?
Before this, Kerry had no attractiveness to my mind.
Yeah.
Now that he picked this guy, yes, he's attractive. I feel the same way that Don did about the system. I think that the two-party system is already so corrupted that it even amazes me how it's able to serve our country the way it does, even just a little bit. And I think that that is because we need to maintain the hope, the values, the American values. We are a people that are proud of our heritage. And our heritage is not the Halliburton's, you know, corruption.
Yeah.
Our heritage is the one that says we own our country and we are going to set it straight when it's not.
Yeah, and that's kind of nice, is the idea of the ownership of the country. And I think that, again, can play very well with the idea of the Edwards message. Because, again, there's a lot of things with Halliburton, and that would be one big albatross. If I'm on the Democratic side of things and I'm crafting a message, Halliburton would be one of the big albatrosses that I would hang squarely around Dick Cheney's.
Absolutely. You know, and I think, like, for example, I've heard this guy that calls in all the time from Arvada. I forget his name.
Yeah.
And, you know, and sometimes when he's talking, I agree with him, not 100%,
yeah,
but a lot of times, because he's talking about those values. And those values exist in the right and the left and the conservative and the liberal. It exists. They exist everywhere. What happens is that because the media has become so owned by the same corporations, doesn't want to give information to us that those values are still alive.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think Edwards plays into that value idea
exactly.
Because, again, him being, you know, the common guy who went to the state school and became the lawyer and became
absolutely.
The multi-million-dollar lawyer by
absolutely.
Beating up the big corporations.
Absolutely, and like you said, you know, I mean, how many of those guys, with the exception of him probably, have had a situation in which they didn't have enough money to pay the rent.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and they had to bust it in order to do it. Well, we all relate to that.
Yeah. Well, we have, you know, I used to in college, we would have this thing that we would call, and then my roommates and I, we would call it the lottery of bills. We would all put the bills into a hat. We had five bills. We could pay three. We'd pull them out and go, these are the winners this month. These three get paid.
I know it. You know, and it doesn't mean, in my case, I'm well educated.
Yeah.
I'm a professional, and that doesn't change anything.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I still have to pay, you know, my bills. When I can.
Yep. Exactly.
Well,
hey, Jorge, I appreciate the phone call. Take care.
Thank you, Billy, and you too.
Hey, it's always good to talk to you, Jorge. 303-382-1150. I've got a little bit of time before we have to hit Tim McLaughlin's news. I'm going to jump to Heather in Littleton and see what's on her mind. Heather, how are you doing today?
Hey, Bill. You know, I just wanted to call in and commend you for actually quoting Edwards because, you know, I watched the Democratic caucuses.
Yeah.
And, you know, he started getting momentum right at the end. Everyone
yeah,
started,
he did.
You know, noticing that, wow, his message really speaks to me. And I'm a Republican, you know, some
yeah.
people see it that way with him. And, you know, he just wasn't running long enough, you know, in that momentum. I think he would have had it.
I think so, too. I think that he was definitely at the tail end. He had the momentum. If we had another 2 or 3 months, we may have a different person at the top of the ticket for the Democrats.
Right. And so when you ask the question, do you think he's going to carry the ticket? Yes, he's going to carry the ticket. In fact, I almost thought Kerry wouldn't pick him because, you know, he was threatened by him personally.
I was thinking that, too.
You know, and the funny thing is I actually almost threw my shoe at the TV this morning because I was disgusted with the fact that, you know, John Kerry chooses Edwards and they are showing airtime commercials for free for the Republican Party and their little John McCain message, you know. I mean, what they are hoping is that we look at Edwards and we just see this greedy trial lawyer who's young and not sophisticated enough to be in that position. That's what they hope we see. And if you quote him, which I, you know, thank you for doing that, that's what he's about, you know. He really does speak to people.
His message is phenomenal, and I think it's one that if the Democrats are smart, they're already working on it. And the strange thing is that when I look at him being a difference maker, I went back to the Winston-Salem Journal, May 19th of this year, and looking at some polls that were done by Mason-Dixon polling. And what happened is that Bush, in that area of the country, was pounding Kerry until you add Edwards to the ticket. And then it becomes a statistical dead heat or Kerry Edwards pull ahead in many areas. And so when I look at him being a difference maker, especially in that region, I think he can be.
Yeah, I think he can be as well. It's just if he can get the airtime. You know, I'm really getting frightened by the fact that they won't let Michael Moore commercials play, but they get free airtime on the Today Show. I mean, that just angers me. I'm so mad at the Today Show.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that hopefully the Democrats will realize that Edwards is the speaker of the bunch and that he becomes the mouthpiece, that you have Kerry out, and Kerry will do all the regular stump speeches, but in all the tough, really battleground areas, you send Edwards, because Edwards is the guy, out of all four of these people that we're talking about on either side of the ticket, Edwards is the one man, when he opens his mouth, has the ability to change minds and also to win hearts and to hit the ball out of the park. He's the one person that if you're standing in a crowd and you're undecided, again, base voters, if you're going to vote for Bush right now, you're not changing your mind. There's nobody that Kerry could have put on the ticket that would have made a staunch GOP supporter go, maybe I'll look at Kerry right now. So all this machination we hear from the GOP side going, oh, he's a bad candidate, oh, he's this. All we have to do is ask them, would you ever voted for him? And they would say no. So it doesn't matter what they're thinking about whether or not Edwards is a good, you know, good representative or a bad representative. But what he has the ability to do when he opens his mouth is to win those hearts and those minds and to change ideas and to really envelop a lot of people. And those undecided voters, he could be the difference maker, I think.
Yeah, and I don't think any Bush speechwriter could even come close to anything Edwards would have to say.
Yeah, I don't think so, because they're just simply, Cheney and Bush on their face value aren't as eloquent. It's the idea of when you had the first Bush, Elder Bush, going up against Clinton.
Exactly.
But it doesn't matter what Clinton was saying. He could be sitting there reading the McDonald's menu, and he still sounds more intelligent than Bush based on presentation and oration skills.
Right.
Hey,
exactly.
Heather, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate
sure.
it. Take care. And thanks for the kind words. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. I want to know what you think about John Edwards. Is he the difference difference maker. I think he can be in a lot of these battleground and undecided states. I'm not convinced that he can tip the scale in favor of Kerry, but I think he makes this thing a hell of a lot closer than it was yesterday. What do you think? 303-382-1150. It's 238. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is KNRC. And now it's time to talk to the man that we always say makes the best stump speech inside of the newsroom, and that is Mr. Tim McLaughlin.
That's
the
right, problem I've got my stump right here.
Yes, you do, and that's the problem. Is normally you're doing that in the bathroom, and you're standing around talking to the, you know, talking to the mirror and accepting your awards, and we would like you to just please stop that. It makes
okay.
The rest of us kind of creepy.
All right.
Yeah, you know, when you walk in there and you're sitting there. Yes, and I would like to thank my mother, and I would like to thank the Academy, and we're like, come on, Tim.
I'll just do that at home for
okay,
now.
Okay, thank you. It just, you know, would make it easier for us. We also wouldn't have to make fun of you behind your back.
There you go.
Okay, Tim, what's going on in news?
It's sunny and 80 degrees. Right now, the mother who allegedly left her newborn to die in a trash can has been arrested. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
In northbound I-25, still pretty heavy from County Line Road on up through Dry Creek. That's because a car lost a wheel in the left lane a few minutes ago. Sounds like folks are getting the upper hand on that one there. Eastbound I-70 approaching Havana may be a little bit slow for you. That because of an earlier injury accident involving a pair of semis. And out in Golden, Highway 93 and Iowa Drive, accident, nobody hurt, but somebody dropped some fuel in the lanes of traffic. So the volunteer fire department there in Golden on the scene taking care of that. Iowa Drive just north of Highway 58. Everything else around town seems to be moving along in good shape, posted freeway speeds for the most part. Subway has the information now for a limited time at participating subways. Get three of your favorite footlongs for $11.99. That's right, three footlongs for $11.99 all day, every day at Subway. Eat fresh. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver PD's homicide unit has arrested 29-year-old Erin Patterson for allegedly abandoning her newborn baby in a trash can outside Legends Sports Bar in North Cherry Creek. Patterson being held at the Denver County Jail for investigation of child abuse resulting in death. This report brought to you by Scandinavian Designs. Westminster Animal Control is looking for the person or persons responsible for mutilating a Siamese cat. The animal had suffered severe burns to all four paws and legs and was transported to Wheat Ridge Animal Hospital. The cat had to be euthanized, though, due to the severity of her injuries. Westminster authorities suspect the cat was intentionally abused with some sort of burning accelerant. The Oklahoma-based fireworks company responsible for Sunday night's fireworks accident in Aurora wants to talk to those injured in the mishap. The company wants to discuss medical expenses for the 12 people who were injured when a misfire sent a mortar shell into the crowd. The company wants to put the victims in touch with its insurance provider. Visit Scandinavian Design Summer Clearance sale now and save up to 50% off on selected furniture for your home and office. Visit Scandinavian Designs in Denver on North Wadsworth Parkway or on Hampton Avenue. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC news time is 2:41.
She's the Rush alternative.
Did you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Erman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies for us this evening as well. Low 50s for tonight's temperature. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Upper 80s for the high. Right now sunny and 80 degrees. KNRC news time is 2:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Get rid of high monthly house payments. Take advantage of some of the best interest rates in history, as low as 3.25%. Then call Western State Mortgage at 888-617-5255 and get a loan package custom tailored for your individual needs and lower your payment by hundreds of dollars per month. Start your 2004 with a financing solution from Western State Mortgage. Whether it's debt consolidation or home refinancing, Western State Mortgage supports independent radio right here in Denver and Colorado. Call and mention this ad. If they complete your loan, they'll donate $250 to the Colorado Multiple Sclerosis Society. Western State Mortgage will guarantee your experience will be positive, so start your 2004 off right and call them now at 888-617-5255 or visit them online at westernstatemortgage.com to get your free rate quote and good faith estimate. 888-617-5255. Call them now, 888-617-5255. Western State Mortgage, your local refinance partner.
He's president of the National Organization for Men.
This is getting scary.
He's the local chapter head of PETA, People Who Eat Tasty Animals.
Knucklehead.
He's bucking for president of Halliburton.
I'm here to make sure you don't say anything controversial.
Doug Kellett, afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
That's strange goings on.
Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Fighter for consumers and workers. He's the son of a mill worker, and John Edwards, I think, will be a strong voice for everyday people on the campaign trail. It's going to be a positive campaign about the future, about jobs and decent health care for everybody. President Bush just hasn't delivered on those two issues of economic growth and decent health care.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:45 here on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-382-1150 is the phone number, and Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. Want to get your feelings about John Edwards as the VP candidate. Is he going to be a difference maker? I think that's basically where the rubber has to meet the road. Is the fact that he's going to be a lawyer a bad thing, or that he is a lawyer a bad thing? Is Edwards' message a winner? All those are tangential. The idea is he a difference maker? If he's not, then Kerry's just throwing away the election. If he can be that difference maker, and I believe Kerry thinks that he can be that difference maker, and I honestly believe that Edwards can be that difference maker as well for the Democratic ticket. What do you think? 303-382-1150, and I'm hoping that before the end of the show that I'm going to be able to get to a story that I saw where finally, the Islamic militants inside of Iraq have come out and said something that I wholeheartedly agree with. I think that they needed to be saying this a long time ago. What are they saying, you ask? Well, stick around. I'll tell you. Also, I'm going to be giving you a chance very soon to win another set of tickets to go see Terracotta Warriors Friday, July 16th at 8 o'clock at the Temple Buell Theater. They'll be coming up soon. I'll give you a chance to go out there. Now, this, guys, remember, this is that action musical I was telling you about a little bit earlier, where we got lots of extravagant dance moves and song and all the typical musical stuff, but they also fight. Lots of sword fights and martial arts stuff, and this is about basically 221 BC, the first emperor of China. It talks about a love and hate relationship, basically, you know, loyalty by force, love by decree, power, realism, human passion, all sorts of fun stuff, and so it should be nice, and if you've done something where you've, you know, ticked off that significant other, this is a nice make good. So I'm going to send you there for free later on today. I'll tell you how we can get those tickets. But first, I want to go back to the phones here on KNRC and talk to Nancy in Denver. Nancy, thanks for calling KNRC. How are you today?
Fine. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I am so excited that I have been screaming all day. I just think he's wonderful. I met him when he was in town. I've read his book. He's just an incredible man. And I just was looking on the Internet,
yeah.
And there were two opinion polls. Do you think that if the election were today,
yeah,
who would win? And Kerry wins by I think it's 60-some% to 39.
Mm-hmm.
And if do you think Kerry Edwards can beat Cheney Bush? It's 73-27.
Yeah, I've seen a number of polls in which if Kerry adds Edwards to the ticket, other than John McCain being on the ticket, that's the only time that Kerry scored higher.
Yeah.
That Edwards continually, and there were a number of CBS News, there's a USA Today, there are a couple of others, a Mason-Dixon poll out there. I mean, there were about five or six different polls that I saw that when they coupled it, and this was, you know, prior to the announcement, when they coupled Kerry and Edwards together, they pretty much beat Bush universally. And that was rather interesting. And again, we can always talk about, oh, they shaped the polls. But even then, a 10 or 15 percentage point split still shows, even if the, even, and I worked in market research for a while, even if they shape the questions, which they always can, 10 to 15 percentage points is still significant, because if you take out those shaped questions, you're probably looking at least a statistical dead heat. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, he is somebody that's going to provide so much excitement and really brilliance to this ticket. I mean, and not that I don't think Kerry's brilliant, but, you know. And when
he's not exciting, though, is he? I mean, he's not someone that you're like, wow, I'd really like to talk to him.
No, he's. And Edwards is absolutely.
Yeah.
And I talked to him for a while, and he was, you know, interested in the fact that my son lives in Charlotte. I mean, it just all kind. I mean, just a very personable person. And his book, if people haven't read it, it just tells so much about him as a man and as how he feels about his family. And he talks about the death of his son, and it's just so good. And I think he will make a difference. And I'm from the Midwest originally, and I got to tell you, I think this man will really read in the Midwest, because he comes from, you know, he comes from good stuff, and he made something of himself. And I think the whole thing about his experience is, my goodness sake, I think he's got a whole lot more than George Bush had.
I think so, too. And that's where I do think, and I've heard a lot of my Republican friends today that I've been chatting with have been saying, oh, you know, he's not going to play well in Midwest states. He's not going to do as well in the South. But I kept going back to people that were endorsing Edwards and also looking at what his base message is. And I keep looking at this going, you know, this guy, one, he's the typical American ideal for, you know,
exactly.
Hometown boy makes good, goes to a state university, becomes a millionaire. He stands up against the big, evil corporate, you know, bastards that are taking all of our money. And everything as far as what you talk about stereotypes, he fits into those very well. And if you walk into the rural counties in Wisconsin and Minnesota and Illinois and Ohio. Ohio especially. I think this, you know, the idea that he is the small-time lawyer who went to the, you know, again, went to the state university, which I think is very important because you're going against, you know, the Yaleys.
Right.
And so the fact that he did that and then was able to stand up against the big, nasty, you know, corporations, when you're playing to small-town farmers and ranchers and mom-and-pop stores, that's the kind of guy they want. They're not necessarily as concerned with someone like, you know, Cheney or Bush, who pretty much have had a pretty good run of things and haven't gone through the same type of problems that you and I have, Nancy. I keep saying that, you know, if you look at the four people on the ticket and you say which one of these four guys probably had to make the decision between buying gas for his car or buying ramen noodles at the store in order to feed himself.
It's John Edwards.
It's Edwards, and that's the one that he relates to us.
And, you know, and the thing, when people say that John Kerry is so erudite, I mean, his father was a diplomat, but the only reason he went to private schools was because he had, you know, a rich aunt and uncle who sent him. You know, his family didn't have huge money. So, I mean, I think that, they both have a feeling about what the America that we want back. And, you know, I think if the Republicans misjudge this, and because what we've got now is a really solid Democratic base.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think this hasn't happened for years and years and years. And, you know, I was a Republican until probably 7 years ago when I realized I had never voted for one. So, you know, I thought this is sort of crazy. But I think this makes an exciting, he's just a good man. And I think that's how he'll read, too, for sure.
Yeah, and I think that helps because, you know, not necessarily the two guys, you know, Kerry, not as trustworthy as Edwards, but Bush, Cheney, look at them being trustworthy. Look at that and go, on the face of it, come on.
Well, you know, and I keep saying, you know, people that will not go see Fahrenheit 9/11, and I'm like, if you just go and even if you only believe 10% of it, you're going to be so appalled.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
Hey, I appreciate the phone call, Nancy. Thanks. Take care. Have a great day. 303-382-1150 is the phone number if you want to talk to me. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. I'm going to tell you, there's a group of Islamic militants that finally said something that I agree with. What did they say? We're going to have to stay here and find out right after this break. I also want to let you know that right now is the time that you need to pick up that phone and dial 303-382-1150. Because the third caller right now is going to get a pair of tickets to go see the Terracotta Warriors Friday, July 16th at 8 o'clock over the Temple Buell Theater. You did something over this 4th of July weekend. I don't know, maybe you were at the in-law's house, you got a little drunk, and you said something to the mom-in-law that, you know, is not going to keep you sleeping on the couch for a while. Make good with your wife. Take her to this show. Third caller right now, 303-382-1150, Terracotta Warriors Friday, July 16th, 8 o'clock. It's an action musical. Come on, guys. What's better than that? A guy, a bunch of people in makeup running around dancing, but they're also kicking the crap out of each other. Gotta love that. 303-382-1150 is the phone number to win those tickets. Third caller right now. I'm Bill Thorpe. We're back right after this on AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got in it?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Quest Choice Business. Your business line plus any five features for just $39.99 a month. Over 100,000 small businesses have already signed up for Quest Choice Business. Shouldn't you?
Denny's celebrates a new take on the fairy tale movie called A Cinderella Story, starring Hilary Duff. Most fairy tales end with happily ever after, but this one ends with new happily ever after meals at Denny's. Right now, when you buy a happily ever after meal, you get a full-size, limited edition A Cinderella Story movie poster absolutely free. While supplies last for a limited time, only at participating Denny's restaurants. A Cinderella Story from Warner Brothers Pictures in theaters July 16th, rated PG. Some material may not be suitable for children.
Supporting those involved in serving and protecting our country has never been more important. The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is to ensure our veterans receive the medical care and rehabilitation to which they're entitled. To provide programs that strengthen bodies and stimulate minds. To ensure access to housing, education, and transportation. To find out how you can support our nation's paralyzed veterans, call 1-866-USA-4PVA. That's 1-866-USA-4PVA.
Hurry into PetSmart during our Essentials Sale and take advantage of huge savings on must-have items, including pet food, treats, and cat litter. Stock up and save throughout the store during the PetSmart Essentials Sale on things like Eukanuba dog and cat food. Save $5 on 40-pound bags of Eukanuba dog food and $3 on 6.5-pound bags of Eukanuba cat food in assorted varieties. Hurry in and save big during our Essentials Sale. Going on now for a limited time, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. for the Kiefel Cycling Hour, featuring seven-time Tour de France competitor and Olympic bronze medalist Ron Kiefel. Ron and Megan will talk about cycling news, equipment, and great local rides. It doesn't matter if you're training for the Tour de France like Ron Kiefel, or in Megan's case, just taking those training wheels off for the first time. The Kiefel Cycling Hour has something for everyone, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
Are you tired of the jabber about pop culture and nothing that really affects you? Tune in afternoons to Doug Kellett beginning at 3. Doug Kellett beginning at 3. Exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Bill Thorpe here, 256 on AM 1150 KNRC. We actually had a winner last hour. I moved her name. Peggy from Denver won last hour. Don't know who was winning this hour. Joe was still chatting with them a minute ago. But I want to let you know that the Hudson Gardens and Event Center has a summer concert series called Gigs in the Gardens. I've been out for a number of them already, and they're a lot of fun every Sunday evening out at 6115 South Santa Fe Drive in Littleton, about 3 miles north of C-470, right across the street from Arapahoe Community College. Every Sunday night, music starts about 6:30 in the evening. Gates open at 5:30. You sit on the lawn out there. Nice stage set up. And if you want to see who's coming up, HudsonGardens.org. Hazel Miller is going to be Sunday the 11th. Wendy Wu is coming in on the 18th. And the Red, White, and Blues Festival on July 24th and 25th is going to be really cool. They've actually got an art exhibit out there, and they're bringing in some of the best local blues musicians in Colorado. And there is going to be, I think it's 91-year-old Pine Top Perkins, and Big Bill Morganfield is going to be there. Now, for you music aficionados, I hope you know that Big Bill Morganfield is actually Muddy Waters' son. So that'll be kind of neat to see him out there, and I'm going to be out there for that one. So hopefully you'll be out there to join me at Hudson Gardens. Go to HudsonGardens.org, and you can get more information on that. I appreciate the ride that you've taken with me this afternoon. I will be back tomorrow between noon and 3. But I tell you, I ran across something that finally there was a group of Islamic militants that made me happy. They said some things over the weekend that I was rejoicing in. What were these people that basically covered their faces and held machine guns and grenade launchers? What were they saying that would entice me, Bill Thorpe, to support them? Well, they were talking to Mr. al-Zarqawi. Yes, the man who is leading the insurgency inside of Iraq. And they said in a videotape that was sent to Al Arabiya Television, yes, they did make this onto the major networks in that region. Al Arabiya ran this thing. And it's a group calling themselves the Salvation Movement, said al-Zarqawi, quote, must leave Iraq immediately. He and his followers and everyone who gives shelter to him and his criminal actions need to leave. We swear to Allah that we have started preparing to capture him and his allies or kill them and present them as gifts to our people. This is a warning to Mr. al-Zarqawi. If you do not stop, we will do to you what the coalition forces have failed to do. Now that's something that we can get behind. Finally, someone took the step to go ahead and speak out and say what needed to be said inside of the Muslim world for so long. A lot of times the Muslim leaders and Muslim television programs do decree the suicide bombings. They do sit there and say they're horrible ideas. They just don't get enough play. They don't get enough credit. And finally, we have an Islamic militant group that wants to kill the guy who's walking around wanting to behead all the American citizens that are there. Finally. Ugh. Yeah, that's nice. There's another thing that I want to do real quickly before we get out of here. Remember, you're going to hear a lot about the weapons of mass destruction program and the CIA not passing the information to Bush. Remember, the CIA passed the information about Niger and the yellow cake to him. They discounted it. They were told, go away. We don't want to hear it. We don't believe you. So when you have more information that discounts what the administration is already saying, come on, you've been in middle management like I have. You come and tell your boss that what he's saying is full of crap. How many of you are going to do that? Yeah, I know. You get fired. End up on the unemployment line. That's why the CIA didn't do that. You'll hear more about it. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Bill Thorpe. This is KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk.
This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC. Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Carl Rochelle of the White House. North Carolina Senator John Edwards says he's humbled and thrilled to have been chosen as a running mate by presidential candidate John Kerry. On the short list and one of the odd men out is Democratic Congressman Dick Gebhardt of Missouri.
I think John is a fine choice. I really do. From all standpoints. I think he's a good campaigner. I think he brings real excitement to the ticket, can get people motivated to vote.
The Bush re-election team has unveiled a new ad that claims Kerry is settling for Edwards after being deprived of his first choice for a running mate, Republican Senator John McCain. The Archbishop of Portland, Oregon, says the pot of gold is pretty much empty, so the archdiocese will file for bankruptcy because it can't afford to pay the potential cost of sex abuse lawsuits. The archdiocese has already paid more than $53 million to settle more than 130 cases. Stocks fell to a one-month low today as a barrage of profit warnings slammed technology shares and a spike of oil to nearly $40 a barrel spooked investors. I'm Carl Rochelle, NBC News Radio.
I'm Jonathan Anton, owner of Jonathan's Salon, which can be seen on Bravo's reality show, Blowout. Take it from me, stress can make you lose your hair. I don't know this because I'm a stylist. I know it because I'm a small business owner. Fortunately, I also